It's the dawn of a new day. The world awakens. The birds twitter. A rooster crows. And soon, as always, will come that sound of music.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Kevin and Bean show is my life's inspiration of to be what I am inside me. They just bring it out and project what I have, what I got.
Oh, I had no idea you were a moron.
200 dicks on the dance floor. 200 dicks on the dance floor.
Too many dicks. There's too many dicks on the dance floor. We need to spread the dicks out a little bit, create some lady space. Come on, move apart, guys.
I think we're gonna tone down the language, right?
You, and definitely you. By the way, I love you, Lisa.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Let the romance begin.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Fist me.
Roll another one.
Yours.
Just like the other one.
Oh.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Ooh.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Yes,
it's our time to shine.
Yes,
this is why we come here every day.
Roll another one.
I like turtles.
Just like the other one.
F*** that.
This one seems to be about to end.
You having a laugh?
And I don't have another cent.
I actually do like white bands.
Back door! Back door! Back door!
I don't want
dominated.
Just pass it around.
She even gave me a blumpkin.
I don't want that joint, my friend.
Give me a little dick, will you? Give me some dick.
I just pass it on down.
Yes, I'm gay.
And now,
ladies and gentlemen,
yeah!
How about Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yeah!
How many people?
Feature presentation.
Omar worked me on that one.
He deserves a raise, that man.
That was spectacular.
It really
you
was.
Got thrilled.
I really did. I got thrilled.
Which is what one saw that coming.
Which is what Lightning is trying to get us to start saying.
Oh,
you got thrilled.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, well. I'd like to start off the show today by saying hi to the police officer that has Ralph Garman in his custody and is writing him a ticket.
No.
I would like to say you're doing good work.
Where'd you see him?
Didn't see. Called in. I'd like to say he deserves the ticket. Don't let him out of it. He's been a very bad driver for quite some time.
Well, in that car,
and
for
it's
God's
about
sakes.
Time it caught up with him. And you're doing the Lord's work.
I didn't know the banana mobile went that fast. Was it a speeding ticket? Do we even know what the offense was?
I just heard he was getting a ticket, and whatever the ticket is for, I think it's probably right.
I think it's waking up entire neighborhoods with that car.
Could
is
be
what that
too.
Ticket is.
Could be that too.
Is it loud? Is it loud?
It's
loud
a
vehicle?
Very loud vehicle. Yes.
Wow.
It never struck me as loud.
Really?
No, I never. It never.
He's talked about having to drive away at 5 a.m.
Well, apparently he's in the company of a police officer, and they're enjoying
I'm sure
themselves.
They're chatting and having donuts.
So good times.
let's hope he's a Kevin and Bean fan and that that works to Ralph's advantage. I hope Ralph gets out of the ticket. I'm going the opposite way from your being pleased that he's getting pulled.
Well, I'm not pleased. I just think Ralph needs to learn to stop driving like a 19-year-old frat boy.
Sure.
He's out there, you know, spinning out and doing donuts and 360s and stuff, and that's not right on the freeway.
And then texting, besides.
And texting, right? Know. Sure.
Sure.
Well, I hope the officer walks up to the window and Ralph starts doing some Arnold and some Michael Jackson and whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Just make that cop laugh and make him go away. That's, put the pad away.
Make him laugh and make him breakfast.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. The Friday morning edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew is going to be on the air in about 1 minute. I have to mention, God bless producer Lightning, by the way, not only for You've Been Thrilled, but he's working real hard in the video section of KROQ.com. In fact, Lightning, we may have to have an intervention, Kevin. I think you brought this up earlier in the week. He now believes that everything in the world needs to be videotaped.
Yeah, yeah, no matter how boring.
Right.
We got a video. No, not everything.
Kevin, where are you going? I'm going over to get some chips out of the machine. Oh, wait, let me get my video camera. I'll put that on KROQ.com.
This is
going
to be so funny. Wait, but just, behind the scenes. It'll be behind the scenes.
Here's the problem, though, is that when you approach Lightning with a really funny and innovative idea for a video, he goes, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to – I don't really see that working.
It's very true.
Right. You tried to get him to go over to the to Tiny Dancer's house, and she was going to like wear bikinis and do aerobics with her hot roommate, right? Lightning's like, I don't know if we got time to do that.
Do the listeners care? Do they care? I mean, she is right. Just an intern. I said, Lightning, she's going to take her top off.
Well, anyway, he did great work late last night, early this morning, because you can go to the Kevin and Bean section of KROQ.com and you can see Psycho Mike watching the video that we debuted yesterday afternoon on Cinco de la Tarde of the girl with the tail. And you need to definitely see that.
But might I suggest eating prior to seeing that?
Yes.
Or a couple of hours after.
Yeah, I think that'd be better even.
But not during.
Yeah. Mike did not enjoy the video in the same way that the rest of us did, apparently.
Well, right, he threw up. We'll just say it. He threw up.
Yeah.
So that's a good video right there.
But you got to see it. It's very, very funny because Mike in particular is – he just gets queasy over people with tails for some reason. I don't know why. I think they're awesome.
It's bizarre because he has shown me the grossest things
– way worse. I know.
Known to God or man.
But there's not –
and thinks it's funny. But this kills him.
There's no way to explain why you react to certain things a certain way. But, yeah, this is really bad for him, and that's why we make him watch it.
I didn't want to watch it either. It's kind of creepy.
But yeah. She can wag it.
Yeah,
when she's
ew.
Happy, though.
It's pretty
how awesome
ew.
Is that?
It's not really at all awesome. It's all ooh.
It is pretty ew.
I'm going to date her. Let's find her.
You're not gonna date
let's try
anyone.
To find her.
How
let's
do we
all
find
right.
her?
The girl with the tail.
Find one girl, one tail. Okay.
You bring
got
her
you.
In studio, I'm going to kill her. I'm letting you know that right now.
Not going to happen, dude. Not going to happen. All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Get on the air, get a prize. How about a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock at Bear Mountain coming up on February the 28th. That's our next day on the mountain, plus a $50 gift card to the Burton Snowboards flagship store on Melrose. Why don't we start with Jeremy in Irvine? He's on line 7. He's got something about being pulled over by a cop that I've not heard before.
Are you guessing Jeremy is misspelled?
Nope, I think his name is Jeremy. I have all the faith in the world in Miss Cleo.
Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what it do, guys?
What's going on?
Damn it.
I don't know why you pronounce it like that. That's weird. All right, what happened to you, dude?
Driving down in Southern California, down by San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
You see those little signs that say, Air speed monitored by aircraft?
Yes, right. Which I always think is BS.
I'm going like 85, 90 miles an hour, no one around me. All of a sudden, a cop comes out of nowhere, pulls me over, says they've been monitoring me, got me from going one bridge under the other.
Mm-hmm.
92, had no idea I was even being trolled.
No.
How about that?
Kidding.
So the car wasn't behind you. It was a plane in the sky?
It was a plane in the sky, and the cop was actually sitting at an intersection just waiting for one of the aircraft to actually get someone speeding.
How about
wow.
that?
Wow.
I'm with Lisa. I always assumed they just put that sign up there figuring it would do the trick and they didn't actually need to do the speed monitoring. I mean, I knew it was possible for them to do it, and they always do it between bridges because that gives them landmarks to count between. But I've never actually talked to anyone who got pulled over that way.
Yeah, first case for me too. Every time now I see him, I slow down.
Excellent.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow.
Good news.
All right.
Good
there.
Times.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Let's go to Brad in Simi Valley. Brad, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd it do? Hi there.
Hi, Brad.
What'd it do?
What'd it do? Go on.
Brad, you're going to need to pick it up.
Or say something.
Oh,
do you know why you called, Brad?
I'm putting him back on hold. Hey, talk to line five. See if you can get him to make some sense. All right, let's go to Bob in Corona. Good morning, Bob.
What'd it do, nephew? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
I called. I need to hear more of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, girl.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
That makes my day.
Yeah, we have kind of slacked on that.
It's the best.
My drive to work is so much better when I hear that at least once.
All right,
okay,
yeah.
We'll do our best.
Hey, Bob, let me give you a piece of advice, because this is what I do. Is I, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, put the Hot Cheetos Kid as the ringtone on my cell phone. So I hear it a couple times a day, and it's awesome. It's always a pleasant surprise. I used to hate the phone ringing. I used to hate that people call me. Now I'm so excited when somebody calls me because I get to hear that little girl.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to call BS on Bean's phone rings a couple times a day.
Yeah,
and call
that's
BS
true.
On that.
You
can,
point.
A couple times a month. You can still download that as a ringtone at krock.com, and I absolutely recommend you do it. In fact, we were at the Kevin Bean singles party on Friday the 13th, and Ralph was introduced me to two girls that were there, both very cute, who both had the I Love Hot Cheetos as the ringtone on their cell phone. So it's very cool.
All right, let's try Brad one more time, because he's got a good story. Hey, Brad.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
Hi there. What's your story?
So I took advice of the guy who called in and told you to stick your thumb up your dog's butt to release the dog's hold.
If they're fighting, Bean's trainer says, if they're fighting and the pit bull won't release, no, it's not a pit bull, is it?
A bulldog
won't release, you have to stick your finger up his butt because that shocks it and then it lets go. And I think the dog trainer was just having some fun at Bean's expense.
What was your dog doing? Was it fighting?
Well, it was biting my neighbor's dog. I have a little chihuahua. Oh. I bit the neighbor's dog, and I'm an avid listener, so I immediately was like, okay, stick a finger up the dog's butt. And I did it. The dog released the hold. And then, much to my dismay, later on, all last night and this morning before I left for work, my dog would not stop following me around. It is horrible. I think my dog might be gay, and I'm terrified now.
Your dog is in love with you.
Your dog is following you around.
My dog has never been happier than after that incident, and it's so amazing.
Is your dog following you around backwards?
No, it might as well be. I mean, it just has a look on my face like, you're like, please, I'll bite anything you want.
That's the best.
Oh. Horrible.
And by horrible, you mean the best.
How old is your dog and what kind of dog is it?
It's a little deer-headed chihuahua, and she's about 1 year old.
Oh,
my God. It's so funny. She was thinking that she had the lay of the land, man. She knew what the world had to offer for her first year. She thought, well, this is what life is like, I guess. And then all of a sudden, you went from black and white to color in her eyes, man. You just opened up her world.
You turned her into a woman.
I'm afraid to come home tonight. My dog just waiting there like,
hello. I wouldn't fall asleep, I'll tell you that.
I'm not gonna.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
Brad, thank you for the call.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're fun. That's awesome. That's why we had to go back to that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
His dog follows him around.
Well, for the record, I won't be doing that because I found that the citronella spray is safer and easier and more effective even than the finger in the butt. So that's what I got standing by in the event that it's actually.
The dog doesn't enjoy it as much. Yeah, you might want to think about that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make the dog as happy. That's true.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat. We got Joy King, who works for Wicked Pictures, who's written a book, How to Get into Porn.
Which, by the way, in these tough economic times with so many people looking for work and thinking about maybe changing careers, why not give that a consideration, right?
That's a good
We've
one.
We've certainly had people call and ask that question.
Absolutely.
There's a turf war going on down in front of Man's Chinese Theater.
Mm-hmm.
With the caped,
Crusaders,
I guess, for lack of a better term, costume characters, and guys out there trying to sell rap CDs and everything. And Psycho Mike went down and tried to cause peace to spread all over that whole area. How did it work? Well?
No.
Okay.
No. Did not work well.
Highlights of that coming up. Oscar drinking games today.
Oh, good.
Take your calls on that because we need that badly. Jimmy Kimmel and Eliza Dushku.
Coming into the studio.
She's going to be here, yes.
Yeah.
Talking about Dollhouse.
Nice.
So that's good right there.
Think she's going to wear that little dress?
I'm not
sure.
Not
a dress. T-shirt.
It
was really a T-shirt.
It more of a T-shirt. You're absolutely right.
She was dancing in a T-shirt in the first 5 minutes of that show, so that's all good. And K-Rock's World Tour, destination number 4, Coldplay in Norway.
Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Get on the standby boarding list with tickets to see Coldplay at Home Depot July 18th. Tickets for that go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but you can win them here on K-Rock. All right. If Ralph's back yet, from his little meeting with the police officer, he's going to have the showbiz next.
Okay.
So we'll find out. Ralph, how long has it been since you've gotten a speeding ticket?
Years.
Yeah.
Years.
Mm.
Minutes.
Before that one.
Counting the current one?
Minutes. But
on the freeway? Going 120?
No, sir.
Not on the freeway.
Going down Fairfax here. Fairfax Avenue.
Fairfax.
Yeah.
How fast do you think you're going?
The very kind officer, by the way. Good job, LAPD. Love him. He was very cool.
Yes.
He told me I was going 50.
In a?
I think it's a 35.
That's weak.
That's tough.
That's weak.
It's tough to go 35 at 5 a.m.
Nobody around. Nobody around.
It's tough to stop for red lights with nobody around, too.
No, I stop for red lights. I do that much.
But it's annoying.
But I was running a hair late, you know, so I wanted to get here. And
50 and a 35.
Thing was, there was like a biker gang worth of cops on Fairfax because after I got pulled over, I saw two other guys get pulled over by two other motorcycle policemen. And then as I was coming, after I got my ticket, I come around. There's a guy on the street in front of the studio here. He had been pulled over by a motorcycle cop.
Wow.
So apparently this is Tony Villaraigosa's way to save the budget of L.A. because
that's exactly what I was thinking. Wow. How broke is the city and how broke is the state? Start looking for more of this.
It was surprising. But to see one after another, it looked like a parade. All these lights going off and everybody getting pulled over. So there was a bunch of us out there on Fairfax.
Did you attempt Don't You Know Who I Am?
Oh, no.
Did you attempt to show some cleavage?
That I did.
That seems to
work. Actually, I had my pants down around my ankles hoping he'd be impressed by my manhood. But he was a black cop, so I guess he was.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah.
That's another reason I didn't pull Don't You Know Who I Am, by the way. Yeah, if I'd been Big Boy, I think it would have been good shape.
Yeah.
He was very nice, and he said, where are you going? I said, I do a... I work on a morning radio show, and I'm running a hair late, so that's why I probably was going a little fast. He was like, walked away.
Okay.
Couldn't be less interested in what I did for
didn't
a living.
Care who
why did you ask
was.
Where I was going then if you had no real interest?
Don't care.
It's the worst first date I've ever been on.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Ralph. That's a crappy way to start the day. I'll
I'll just have to do the online traffic school.
Right.
Sure.
That's the way I go. Because I get them so rarely that I think you only do it. You know, once every 8 months or whatever the deal is. So I know I'm free and clear there. But just, it's a good way to wake up.
It is.
That's you get that shot
today of
adrenaline. The minute you see those lights go on, you are more awake than you've ever been.
And you throw the pipe and all of the stuff out the window?
I just keistered it.
Okay. That's going to be a rough morning, then.
And give me a search because I have some major hardware in my sphincter right now. So. Hardware in my sphincter.
Yes.
By the way, it's named my autobiography, and I hope you all pick it up.
Very good one.
Yeah. Look forward to that. All right, 5:54 Friday morning. Here he is, fresh from his encounter with the law with today's Showbiz Beat.
Speaking of hardware in your sphincter.
How is that a tie into anything?
You remember Jack Valenti? He was the head of the Motion Picture Association of America for many years. He was the head of the board of people who would say, no, you get an R, you get a PG-13, you get an X, you're dirty.
Yes, we did not like him so much.
Not so much. Neither did Herbert Hoover of the FBI, apparently.
Really?
What?
Papers have come out that the head of the FBI, Herbert Hoover, kept a file on Jack Valenti, investigating whether he was a homosexual or not.
Hi, I'm gay!
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, Jack Valenti, I don't know whether he was gay or not, but Herbert Hoover of the FBI did and had a big file on his homosexual activities, in quotes, from the FBI
file.
How
old was Jack Valenti if Herbert Hoover was looking into him?
Well, here's the thing I didn't know.
John Adams started the account on him.
Jack Valenti was a top aide to President Lyndon Baines Johnson in the 1960s. And so I guess that's when the file was started by Hoover, who was still around, and by the way, was dressing in women's clothing. While he was the head of the
FBI.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you're talking about J. Edgar Hoover is who you're talking about, not Herbert Hoover.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what confused me.
Oh, okay, J. Edgar Hoover, yes.
Yeah. Was he just looking for a date?
Maybe that's it.
Is that what he was doing?
Maybe he thought, you know, good-looking guy, got a nice head of white hair. Maybe if I wear the right dress, I can pick up on Jack Valenti. I apologize for the Hoover mix-up, though.
I know that this may be naive, but that just sounds cartoonishly stupid to me. That anyone in the government would be tracking down somebody else.
J. Edgar Hoover did quite a bit, actually. Yeah. It was communism and homosexuality. Those were the two major.
It was the same way.
Two major weapons of fear that they were using back then.
Yeah,
but
it's scary.
Obviously, no one cares now. But it was just interesting that this file has just come to light. Now I'll change my opinion on how I used to feel about him when he walked down on the stage for the Oscars. He always used to talk about the Oscars. Remember, he'd come out and give us a little speech.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many on the dance floor.
That's true.
I was always attracted to him, and now I know why. Speaking of the Oscars, this is a cool deal. If you haven't seen any of the Best Picture nominees, And I got to admit, I've missed a couple of them.
There are a lot of those that are pretty small, came and went.
Yeah. AMC movie theater chain is offering a special deal for you tomorrow, Saturday. If you shell out $30, you get to see all five films. You get a free large popcorn and unlimited refills all day.
Wow.
That's the best deal all year long.
It really is.
Can't beat it.
Could you sit through five movies, one of them being 3 hours long?
Benjamin Button?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I could do it.
I couldn't sit through Benjamin Button.
I don't think I could either. But I've sat through, my record is three. I've sat through three movies in one day. Wow.
I think I've done three. Yeah. I think I have. But the third one, you're going, oh, wow.
Man, my ass is a little numb at this point. Once again, well, J. Edgar Hoover. He used to have a report on me. Speaking of the Oscars, if you're interested, they have listed the wagering odds for who's going to win each of the major categories.
Okay.
In case you do one of those Oscar pools at work or something, you're looking for a little information. Apparently, Mickey Rourke is the favorite for Best Actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. See, I think Sean Penn's going to win that.
Me too. He is second, going off at 7-4. Those are his odds. The longest shot is Richard Jenkins for The Visitor, going off at 66-1.
Oh, wow.
That's the morning line. It might change after his workout.
Why don't they just go to his house and slap him?
Really? Dude, he's Richard Jenkins. He's happy to be one of the five nominees. Trust me.
True.
I know, but no, they don't have to say 66-1.
So rough. It sounds like Richard Jenkins from The Visitor is Kevin's Arizona Cardinals pick, and that's the way to make the real money.
That's correct. Kevin was in Vegas putting some money on Richard Jenkins at the beginning of the movie year. I remember that.
That's correct.
Best Actress, Meryl Streep. Oh, no, Kate Winslet is going up at 2-5. Meryl Streep then 4-1. Anne Hathaway, 9-2. Melissa Leo's 40-1. She's a long shot in that one.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Is the only one that they put on there?
That's the only name that they've listed. You know how the odds work? You know, they give you the odds. Which, like, for Josh Brolin, for example, in Milk, he's going up at 25-1. Those are the odds.
Right.
Show you how inverted Heath Ledger's odds are. He's going up at 1-100.
Wow.
That's about the best odds you can get. That's better than 1-1.
That means you have to bet $100 to win one?
Win one.
Wow.
Yeah. Supporting Actress, Penelope Cruz.
Sam Anderson.
You got to bet two to win one for her. Vicky Cristina Barcelona, her performance. Marissa Tomei is right after that for The Wrestler, 5-1.
Bam Anderson.
And Best Picture, by a long shot, Slumdog Millionaire, 1-12.
Hey, yeah, anything else is an upset at this point, that's for sure.
So there are your odds. Hey, the new U2 album's been leaked.
Yes, it has.
Comes out on March 3rd, but everyone is starting to hear it already because someone let it slip out. I think they taped it to the back of the picture of Rihanna. Her mugshot from when she got beat up.
That's how they
did
it.
You seen that? You know, TMZ's got that now, and
that
LAPD is pissed.
Yeah.
Because that was not supposed to get out.
Yeah.
So all kinds of things that aren't supposed to get out are being let out.
Don't you think it's likely the King of Mexico had something to do with this YouTube album leaking?
Absolutely. If there is some sort of internet piracy going on, I think he's right in the middle of it. I saw him wearing an eye patch carrying a hook the other day.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what a pirate he is. Here's a little clip, a couple clips from the album. It is called No Line on the Horizon. It debuts March 3rd in stores. You can hear a little taste here. Here's the title track, No Line on the Horizon. Paul McCartney write that song?
No kidding. Would put a sitar on it? What's going on?
I'm a U2 fan from way back. That's kind of weak, that song.
I can't understand what the name of it is, though. I don't know what the title is.
That's true.
Unknown Caller is another track from the CD. That's I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. That was track number five there, Psycho Mike.
No, it wasn't.
Supposed to be, but they loaded him up wrong, so whatever is next is just a crapshoot at this point.
All right, let's just play a random song from the new U2 album. It goes a little something like this. Song. I think we've
all right, let's hear
enough.
One more.
We're
let's,
running out of
let's
time.
Let's just
trouble. All right, some sort of a meeting or something.
Yeah.
No, let's see. Let's play.
They leaked it out of order for us. That's what the problem was.
They should be more considerate.
Exactly. When they leak things, they should leak them.
Let's
more
play
clearly.
One of the songs. Let's play a whole song.
Can we do that? For that?
Sure. Well, I don't know.
Given your current performance, I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not.
We'll play a song called Magnificent.
Does Mike know how to do that?
Maybe.
Could he,
maybe
with
we will.
Enough advance notice?
Maybe we won't.
In about 2 minutes.
Maybe.
Play the whole song.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Today's celebrity birthday is Anthony Stewart Head. He was Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Did he marry? Oh, no, he's already married. Never mind.
He also is known as the Prime Minister. Have you ever watched any of the Little Britain TV series? He was the Prime Minister of England, played on that show. 55 years old today. Cindy Crawford, supermodel. 43 years old today. Still looks smoking hot.
Yes, she does.
Andrew Hsu from Melrose Place is 42. Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under is 31. Ooh, a little tiny bell
She's
for Lauren Ambrose.
31.
Yeah, how about that?
She looks so much younger.
Charles Barkley, former Philadelphia 76er, NBA analyst.
He's back this weekend, by the way.
Oh, that's terrible. He's 46 years old. And singer Rihanna celebrates her 21st birthday today.
The bell is pre-attack, by the way.
Oh, wow. You are just
Mr. Insensitive.
But I'm saying today, no.
Gee, why do women hate Bean? I can't figure it out.
It's still hot.
I got her an ice pack for her birthday. Hope she doesn't have one. I'm just saying.
You're joining Bean now.
Something useful.
I'm saying you're on
Bean's
side.
That a person would use as a good gift.
Magnificent by U2 is coming up next.
That'll happen. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. That is from No Line on the Horizon, the new U2 CD that comes out March 3rd, is it?
That's right.
March 3rd.
Yeah. Magnificent is the name of that song. We're going to play some more coming up for you this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Great.
Wait, can I have that record? I love that song.
No, not yet. Not till March 3rd, Peter. Sorry, I can't help you. Psycho Mike has joined us in studio. By the way, Oscar drinking game information for you in about 15 minutes. Psycho Mike has joined us because he became aware of a turf war going on in the heart of Hollywood, which is tourist central in Southern California. What's the story? What's the problem down there, Michael?
I don't know, man. Dave the King of Mexico brought me into the studio the other day and showed me this video of some of the rappers trying to sell their CDs out on the street by Hollywood and Highland, just beating the you-know-what out of some of these costume characters, superhero-type guys.
The superheroes were getting beat up by the rappers.
Yeah, one of them was...
That's sad.
One of them was Nacho Libre, was really a brutal beating. I mean, it was like a real brutal beating.
Oh, man.
And
is it that there's some dispute over what part of the sidewalk each entertainer gets to work?
I guess so. I mean, that's really what I went down there to find out. I wanted to know what the deal was and why there has to be so much violence out there in Hollywood and Highland, which I thought was like a happy place for all the tourists to come and have smiles on their face.
Here's a news piece of some of the problems going on down there.
There's a bit of a turf war brewing on the Hollywood Walk of Fame tonight between CD vendors and those costume characters that hang out there, too. This fight between a vendor and a costume character was captured last summer and has been posted on YouTube. The costume actors say that they're often assaulted by aggressive music peddlers because of limited space on crowded Hollywood Boulevard. City officials are now considering a lottery system to limit the number of performers and the vendors.
Freddy Krueger got beaten with brass knuckles down there the other day.
Oh, my God.
Not a joke.
You have to win the lottery so you can be a loser and stand out there in a Batman costume.
So this seems pretty serious.
Right.
So I went down there with the K-Rock microphones to see what was going down. And I walk up to Darth Vader, and I say, Darth, who's causing all this?
It's a limited group, and they're tightly associated, and they're trying to say that they run the boulevard.
Okay, can you give us a little bit more background on who this group is and what their deal is?
We could, but we have to move to the left because we're in a very bad spot right now.
Hey, let's do it.
Just several of the vendors, let's say, interfere with photos being taken as, and they would throw their CD into the middle of a group photo, and maybe a character would say, hey, let's wait a minute or something, and then they would just beat them down.
Now, Mr. Vader, you could actually kill people with your mind. You don't even need to fight.
Oh, I'll choke them out? Yeah. The force is strong within me.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Vader. I appreciate it.
May the force be with you.
Okay, stop it.
In all the years we've talked to Roland on this show, he never one time mentioned that he had a gig as Darth Vader.
That dude is Darth Vader.
So I talked to one of the characters, and now I wanted to get the perspective of one of the rappers, one of the music vendors down there. This is Nothing But Heat.
Nothing But Heat.
Yeah, he had some ideas on how we could solve some of the problems.
Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you some questions for K-Rock Radio?
What?
YouTube has a lot of videos of some of the guys out here engaging in violence.
What about it?
I would just like to know what's going on down here and what we can do to maybe, you know, spread some peace down here at Hollywood Highland.
Tell them to get off drugs.
You're saying that some of the superhero characters are on drugs?
Yeah, if they stop doing drugs, they'll stop fighting and stop being broken homeless and get a real job. Bitch.
Okay. Well, there you go. I think that guy has some constructive ideas.
At least he has an idea. Exactly. Yeah.
Superheroes need to get a real job, but he can continue to work the same sidewalk selling his stuff, and that counts as a real job?
He's an artist.
By the way, if you go to the front page of Kevin and Bean, krock.com, you can see a video of the fight with Nacho Libre gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Captain Jack Sparrow let me know, it's not just rappers versus superhero characters and costume characters. It's just a whole overall turf war.
It's not just CD guys versus the characters. They just got those ones on camera.
So there is a big turf war down here.
We do have discrepancies between everybody. I've had problems just with characters. I still have problems just with characters. I have some problems with some CD guys. It's not all of them. I like some of them. Some of them I don't like. Some of them don't like me. Some of them have their own little squabbles within their realm right there, within the CD world. So
what you're saying is it's hard out here for a pirate.
It's very hard. You got to be territorial. You got to say, get the out of my way.
Thank you very much, Captain Sparrow.
You're very well.
That is a fake accent if I've ever heard one.
Yes, I'd like to say that it's a turf war.
Shut up.
He's taking his character seriously.
At least he doesn't sound, Darth Vader didn't sound anything like Darth Vader. At least this guy's trying.
Well, hold on. You just hold on. Because I walk up to Superman and Batman, who are hanging together. They seem to be getting along.
All right.
So I ask Superman and Batman what's going down.
It's no good, you know, because we're out here to make it fun for everybody.
Oh, who's that?
That's Superman. The Man of Steel.
Okay. All these guys have the worst voices ever.
They're just giant dorks.
Yeah.
It's the Man of Steel.
Yeah, when people are getting beat up, that's not fun at all.
You're the Man of Steel. You can handle yourself, right?
I can.
And Batman, you're an actual ninja. What would you do if some of these street musicians tried to step to you?
Now stop the tape here. Okay, if you're going to be Batman, right, you have two options. You can do the kind of like the erratic inflection but stately sounding Adam West deal.
Sure.
Or then one we've all come to know recently, the Christian Bale, like super gravelly, darker Batman.
Why are you in there?
This shouldn't be an option.
I just tell him to step to the plate.
How is that Batman?
Oh, dear God.
Hey, to the Batmobile. Let's go.
Tell him to step to the plate.
That is not Batman.
Step to the plate, he says, too.
Step to the plate. What does that mean?
It means these rappers better step, if they're going to step up to Batman.
No wonder they're getting beat up. Listen to them. I would beat them up.
Now, all joking aside,
Lisa would beat up the costume characters.
It's wrong.
Just because of their voices,
right?
Yes.
I mean, if you some of these rappers moved out here from Detroit, New York City, and they're really trying to make it. And if these guys are getting in your way, I kind of start to understand. I mean, listen to the people we're talking to.
Sure.
Violence should never be an option, but
correct.
I can see how they get frustrated. Now, Superman actually gives some real constructive ideas.
Guys, what can we do to help you guys, you know, to help spread peace around here at Hollywood Highland? I want to see everybody getting along.
One thing I was actually thinking about was permits. If we did a permit thing out here through the city, we'd be able to also take some of that money and get security for some of the characters and some of the tourists that are going by as well.
All right.
So you'd have like a block of cement that you could stand on. If you go outside that block, you get a ticket.
Their own little like zones.
All right.
Okay. Now, I'm like, all right, well, I'm getting some ideas. It seems like they're invested in into ideas on how to solve the problem. Then I talked to Lil Neck Bone.
Oh, Lil Neck Bone. He's the best.
Lil Neck Bone was a rapper.
Yeah.
And
Lil Neck Bone.
He was not happy. Let me introduce you to the next big music star, Lil Neck Bone. What's your name?
Lil Neck Bone.
You're an artist out here on the street?
Yup.
I've been seeing some fights on YouTube between some of the rappers and some of the characters out here on the streets. What do you have to say about that?
Man, all I gotta say is I don't give a f*** who it is, man. I'm trying to sell my music, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a f*** if it's Batman. I don't give a f*** if it's Johnny Depp, Robin Hood, whatever the f*** it is. Peter Pan, I don't give a f***. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about making that paper, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a recession shit. I need my money, man. I'm about my music. Don't get in the way of my music or you don't have a problem with me.
Wow, Lil Neck Bone.
All right, so as long as we do things his way, everything will be all right.
Hey, listen, are you going to listen to Lil Neck Bone or the little dork that is Batman?
Step to the plate. Step to the plate. I'm the Dark Knight.
I think Lil Neck Bone gets what he wants, and everybody else just has to fall in line.
What about Eliza Dushku? What about her from Dollhouse coming in on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show? What about that?
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Can we make that happen now, or do we have to really wait till 8 o'clock?
We're going to have to wait till she gets here, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Friday. That means Ralph has the movie beat and how to get into porn. We've got an expert for you in the 7 o'clock hour. This is a big weekend, my friends. The 81st Annual Academy Awards are happening Sunday night on ABC starting at 5 o'clock. Most people, Kevin, are looking forward to it because it's, well, you know, it's a tradition. It's the second biggest television viewing event of the year. You, not so much.
Well, I am looking forward to it, but every year it's the same thing. You hear all the hype, you get excited about it because there are a couple of categories that you think you know, you've seen the movies, whatever.
Right.
Then it comes to be Sunday night and it's 5 o'clock and they start doing the show and then they do, you know, a performance of one of the songs from one of the movies, and then they have a dance number where they interpretive dance to one of the themes of the, and it starts just bogging down and taking forever.
They do, like, I think they do Best Supporting Actress is like their first award.
Yes.
Which is a big one. And then it's just crap.
It's 2.5 hours of crap.
And then they get to the other good ones.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of the problems, and we've talked about it every year, including this week on the show. The problem is that most of us, even if we are avid moviegoers, really don't care about art direction or costume design or editing or cinematography. I mean, we really only care about director, film, and the acting awards, right? I mean, maybe we might be interested in the song if there have been some good songs that year. This year, it's going to be a lot of Indian people. But that's what's tough about the 3.5 hour show is that you really care about a half an hour of it. And that's why sometimes some people say, hey, there must be a way to make this evening go faster.
Well, that's the thing is that you, it's not a good TV show. It's not a tight TV show. You really do get bored during a lot of it. So you either have to gamble. Here's my two ways of getting through it. Gamble, drink, gamble, drink. Those are the two ways.
Or gamble and drink.
Gamble and drink, even better. So we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have drinking games that you play during the Oscars.
Oh, I'm sure people must do this. Yeah.
Because there are some things you can count on. I'd like to thank the Academy. Boom. You write that one down.
Sure.
You take a drink anytime someone says that. You're in business, right?
Right.
They always show, every year, they always show Jack Nicholson in the audience, for instance. Maybe that's the type of thing you add to your list. Every time they show Jack in the crowd, you take another drink. I mean, those are the kinds of things you can build in. And then you kind of have a vested interest, even if what's going on the stage is not that interesting. Just what they choose to put on the show may be good for you.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. I don't know if you saw the Vanity Fair article on this drinking game, but when you're talking about Jack Nicholson, one of the ones that they mentioned is milk is mentioned, and the camera cuts to Jack Nicholson, who points to himself and adamantly shakes his head in a comical proclamation of his heterosexuality.
No.
There's a no. Wow. He's waving off the camera. Don't associate me with milk. I like girls.
Go someplace else. Hugh Jackman gets all musical theatery.
Oh, wow. That's another, a given.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, one of the reasons that they had him host, besides the fact he's the sexiest man alive and very likable and a big movie star, is that he's got this huge theater background. He's won a Tony. I'm sure they're going to have him use some of that.
One of the ones that I use every year is they start to play music to play someone off, because they tell him before the show, you have whatever, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, whatever it is, you have that long, and then we will play the music on you no matter what. And every once in a while, somebody will get the music to stop, but for the most part, that happens, you know, 3 or 4 times a night.
It does.
So every time the music starts to play them off, you do a shot.
Nice.
Very
important. That one.
Yes.
And it's also interesting because it so often happens that the person fights back with the music. I don't care if you play the music.
Right.
I've got other things to say. This is my moment. That's always interesting.
A Benjamin Button man-child cruises across the stage in an oversized antique wheelchair. 2 drinks if it's during a dance number.
Okay.
So that's the kind of stuff that you're looking
for. That's a long shot, I'm thinking.
I do think Mickey Rourke thanks his dog is a guarantee, don't you?
I do too.
Especially because one of them died.
Which award show was it that he won and thanks his dog?
Golden Globes. Yeah.
That dog has since died, so that's a guarantee. That is
a lock. Loki was his 18-year-old chihuahua that just died this week, but he has a half a dozen other dogs, and maybe you structure your gambling or your drinking based on whether he specifically shouts out Loki or he just makes a general reference to all the other dogs, or whether he mentions his dogs that have previously passed and his dogs that are alive, like he did the Golden Globes.
I hope
there's
he pulls out a lot
of ways to play that.
I hope he pulls out a long list of dog names. I have a lot of dogs that I'd like to thank, and just goes down the list. When you think about that, that's crazy. The dude gets up and thanks his dogs.
He's not known for being sane.
I know, but that's a special kind of crazy, isn't it?
I think it's sweet.
So we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you have anything to add to our list of what you should be drinking when you hear on the Oscars Sunday night, or if you've got your own game that you play that you want to tell us about, I mean, if anyone mentions Hope, Change, or President Barack Obama, maybe that's the type of thing you put on the list.
Sure.
Because you know, that's a very good possibility that might happen. So that's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067.
Scott in Covina, real quick. Hi.
Hey, morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What's your drinking game idea?
I got one for you guys. Every time somebody thanks God, you take a shot.
Oh, that's pretty good.
See, now that's interesting because there's not a lot of God because, you know, the liberals, they're godless. There's not a lot of God in the Hollywood shows. It's really more in the music shows with the, you know, with the R&B artists and stuff.
And athletes.
You could do athletes, it right. in the music shows. You would be passed out after 10 minutes. I mean, they all do that on those shows.
Right.
But they don't do it that much at the Oscars?
No, but that's okay. Oh. So you get one, maybe two shots at the most.
All right.
No, it's a, Scott, it's a great idea because what makes the game fun is not knowing whether it's going to happen or not. And then now if a cinematography award is given out, you've never heard of the guy, you don't care about the guy, but you've still got a chance to drink or earn some money in a bet if he mentions God. That's a great idea, dude.
Yep.
All
absolutely.
Right, we'll take your calls. We'll take a quick break and come back.
We have the brand new album from U2 this morning. We're debuting tracks for you. We'll have another one for you between 7 and 7:30. Right now, though, we're talking about the 81st Annual Academy Awards, or as Jimmy Kimmel mentioned on his show last night, the 81st and final Academy Awards. I don't know why, but for some reason they're giving it up after this year. I guess they feel it's played, but it seems like the only way for some people to get through it, like my man Kevin here, is either to bet on the outcome or bet on the things that happen on the telecast, yeah. or to turn it into a drinking game. And those are the calls we're taking right now at 1-800-520-1067. What should we be looking for coming out of our TV in order to take a shot on Sunday night?
And I'm not trying to say it's not important to the movie industry. Clearly, all of those people are. Just sure. doesn't make for a very interesting TV show
yeah.
most of the time. So you do have to pretty much drink. Jill in Laguna Niguel, good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Jill.
Drinking game for the Oscars?
Yep. How about when they're done with their speech, they turn around and walk the wrong way off stage?
That happens all the time.
That happens about 3 out of 4, doesn't
That's
it?
Awesome.
That's right. I haven't made it to the end of the awards show in about 5 years.
That's a great idea.
I love
that. And what's really funny about that is they have the reason they have the model on stage is that's the traffic cop. That's the person who right. takes the people who are now all flustered because they just won an Oscar, takes those people and points them in the right direction. But inevitably, Jill, you're right. For some reason, it should be 50-50, but it seems to be 90-10. They always go the wrong way. Great
that's
call.
So great.
That's a good idea. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Oscar, who is calling from El Monte. Good morning, Oscar.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
We started playing the drinking game about 3 years ago, my brother, his wife, and a couple other people. We just do it just to get plastered.
Of course.
Every time they say they thank their fans, well, you take two shots.
Take their fans.
So basically,
two shots. Why don't you just drink a bottle?
Well, it makes it more fun.
No, but I'm saying everybody does that.
I don't think at the Oscars there's a lot of fan thinking.
There is.
So
yeah.
you may as well take
right.
two shots.
Oh, they thank managers. And,
yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, I guess so.
So it's worth and two shots if they do.
All right, two shots. Yeah. I like it.
That's good. Very good.
What about every time somebody doesn't know what to do with the Oscar? Like they,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes they set it on the stage. Sometimes they mention how heavy it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, how heavy it is. That would be a good one.
You know?
Great idea.
If they refer to their Oscar in some way, you take
or
a shot.
Or when they're so shocked. I can't believe this happened.
I totally didn't expect this.
Exactly.
If they use the word didn't expect, do a shot.
Do a shot.
And what's funny is, you know, the one who's going to do it is like Kate Winslet, who's won 90 awards in a row this year. Oh. She's still going to be shocked if she wins an
so
Oscar.
So surprised. I just didn't expect this.
How about crying?
Crying is good. Crying's good.
Because you usually see one or two a year are going to cry. And that would certainly be worth a shot as well.
Michael and Encino, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Michael.
What's your drinking game for the Oscars?
Well, everyone comes over, and we draw names out of a bowl or a hat, and you have your nominee. And every time that nominee is referenced, just someone mentions their name, you drink once. Every time they're shown on camera, you drink twice.
Wow, I like it.
Oh, I see.
So you just have a person throughout the whole Oscars.
Correct, and it keeps you paying attention, too.
That's a great idea.
I think I would cheat and get Jack Nicholson, though, because they always go back to him like 15 times.
Sure.
But what's really cool about your idea is you pick one of these movies that has a ton of nominations, like, let's say, Benjamin Button, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, all right, David Fincher is my guy. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it could win 3 Oscars. It could win 10 Oscars. Almost all of them are probably going to mention the director, and boom, you're set.
Yeah, I like it. All right, thank
That's
you for
a great
the call.
Idea, dude.
That's a good one. Let's go to Brenda in North Hollywood. Good morning, Brenda.
Hey, good morning.
every time they mention the work.
Oh.
The work.
Yes. It's all about the work.
It's all about the work.
That's a good one.
I like it. The work.
It's not about awards. It's about the work.
Which may be true, but it's, yes, it's a good way to drink.
But it's funny.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Brenda, let's go. We knew we'd have plenty of these, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Our audience, that's
you,
this.
You're going to be a wreck on Monday morning.
How dare you. Ken in Newport Beach. Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Lisa May.
Good morning, Ken.
Lisa, you think I'm going to be a wreck on Monday? I'm going to Vegas today.
Oh,
and coming
dear God.
Back in time for the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
Yes, not going to be good. All right, Ken, go ahead.
How about when they dedicate it to somebody else?
They like, dedicate their Oscar to?
What about like when Mickey Rourke dedicates it to his dead dog?
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes good. Like they, yeah, sometimes they do dedicate it to somebody in their life, you know, or somebody that's passed. Sometimes they split it up. They dedicate it to the other nominees in their category. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways they could play that. That's a good one, dude.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Ken. We appreciate it. So there's some suggestions
for
you.
Great ideas.
Yeah. Way to get through the Oscars a little bit easier.
You won't get through the Oscars.
Not at all.
With those
no.
ideas.
Of course not. Won't you let me know? Hey. Not sure that song needs either
let
of those.
Me know you love me.
Be honest.
Speaking of Coldplay,
can't you tell me you love me?
Jessica Perky from Lawndale, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You've won tickets to go see the band at the Home Depot Center. The tickets for that show go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And we've been giving them away all this week on K-Rock. Everyone, including Jessica, who wins, is qualified for the grand prize during We Do Monday to go see Coldplay in Bergen, Norway.
Yes! Norway!
Most beautiful city in the whole country, by the way, and I've seen them all. I'm telling you, she's going to have a fantastic time.
Seems
so we'll
dark.
Have that grand prize joining at 7:20. Not in the summer, it's not.
Seems quite dark.
4 hours of daylight in the summer.
I know, I hear you. 6:54, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Named after popular actress Candace Bergen, by the way.
I don't think that's true.
It's true. That's why they named it after her.
I don't think that's true.
They were big Murphy Brown fans there in Norway.
Did not know that.
We love the Murphy Brown. She has to root working women with the good rules for her life.
I think the city's been there since about the 12th century,
I think
Ralph.
So maybe, I'm just saying,
so it's unlikely.
I'm going to give you a history lesson, man, on the city of Bergen.
Oh, make this so. Please, please. Oh, sweet Jesus, make it so. Is there a reason Jessica Simpson's gaining so much weight?
She is pregnant with a little cowboy.
No.
Rumors today circulating that Jessica Simpson is, in fact, expecting Tony Romo's baby.
Yes!
It's really hard for me to gain weight.
Wow, that's awesome.
Nope.com.
Make it so.
If you don't want her to be a mother.
If she's not pregnant, what? This is just a bigger insult.
Yeah. What are you expecting? What do you do? Oh, no, I'm just fat in mom jeans. That'd be the best thing ever. They're forever entwined in each other's lives due to a baby. That would be magical.
No, I mean, I don't think Ralph thinks it's a good idea for her to have a baby, but it's a bad idea for Tony Romo.
Yes.
And he's the quarterback of the Cowboys.
Sitting in the huddle saying, oh, Christ, I can't. How do I get out of this now?
Please, let's make this game go into overtime. I can't go home.
Speaking of babies, word has it that there was more to the split between Hayden Panettiere and Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh.
Not only do they have a 12-year age difference, of course, and they sort of have different opinions about how to spend their off time. Milo's sort of a homebody. She wanted to be out in the spotlight more. But word was that there was a pregnancy scare in the relationship.
A scare.
Oh, and that kind of
made
them
rethink things. She was late, and they sort of had to take a serious look at what they were doing and where the thing potentially could go.
That's
a reality
check.
They both realized, yeah, that maybe this isn't the best situation for us.
This situation is guaranteed to end in pregnancy.
Nothing like a good pregnancy scare to open your eyes, I always say. You remember J.D. Fortune? This is the guy who won his gig as lead singer of INXS on that BS Mark Burnett TV show.
Oh, yes.
The one that...
it was the Rockstar, right? Wasn't it called Rockstar?
I think that's what it was.
Mark Burnett put it together, and Dave Navarro was one of the judges. And I think, I forget who else was it. I think the guys from INXS were the other judges.
Yeah, I think so
they all sat there and they judged these people. So the guy, J.D. Fortune, had been living in his car, was homeless when he auditioned for the show, won the grand prize. He became the new lead singer for INXS. Told Entertainment Tonight that he was kicked out of the group.
Why?
Just recently, you mean?
Just recently, yeah. He said he was axed from the group with a handshake by the rest of them without any warning at an airport in Hong Kong. They said, hey, thanks, J.D., appreciate it. Thanks for all your effort, but we're going to go in a different direction.
In Hong Kong.
He's sitting there at an airport. Boom, he's out of a job.
Wow, they must have really had an ass full of him.
Yeah, there's more to that story. Mm-hmm. They don't just do that randomly in the middle of an airport.
Said it was handshakes all around, but they told him that was it. He was out.
There's reasons, though. I mean, they had, Lisa's right, they had to have an ass full of him by that point.
Yeah, it must have been his behavior on the road or something.
Well,
awesome.
They'd rather go back to no lead singer than have him
work with him.
Wow.
That's telling you anything. More music news. Amy Winehouse wants to make her permanent vacation in St. Lucia permanent.
She wants to move there?
Apparently she is hunting for a home on the island, Kevin.
Excellent. They must be thrilled.
Yeah, can you imagine that island?
It's like,
how
oh,
much
good.
Of her they had. One insider claims that Amy's in love with the island.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that marijuana and booze is liberal on the island.
Mm.
And she says living there has made her addiction much more manageable than when she was living in England. Yeah, you know why? Because when you can get all the pot and booze you want, you don't really feel that anxious.
Yeah.
In England, I bet you spend a lot of time looking for pot and booze. That's where the stress came from. Now it's easy.
Yeah.
She's going to be at Coachella, though. That's what I'm telling
That's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Absolutely, she will be appearing. Chris Brown could go to jail for a very, very, very long time. This, according to the Los Angeles Police Department. He is being investigated on a variety of felony charges, including domestic violence, assault resulting in great bodily injury, and potentially attempted murder.
Wow.
Prosecutors are wary right now on how the case will play out. However, there were no witnesses the night of the incident where Chris allegedly beat Rihanna outside a car in a Beverly Hills intersection. So, someone heard the screaming, made the 911 call, but apparently no eyewitnesses actually saw the beating taking place. So that may be a
problem spot.
Banner in the works, yeah. For
but if you've got photos and stuff, I mean, clearly
well, it's
going
to be Rihanna's testimony. She's going to have to testify against her boyfriend in order for this thing to stick.
And we don't even know if she will at this
point. But that's the thing. They're saying she is attempting to get a hold of him, trying to contact him, hoping to patch up their relationship.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, should be interesting.
What do you guys have any idea what generally happens to first-time convicted abusers like this? I mean, do you usually go to jail for something like this? It doesn't seem like you would.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I would hope you would.
I don't think there's any rule of thumb. I think it's a case-by-case thing, depending on the prosecution. You know, usually they'll plead these things out if they think they have a weak case, and then it's up to the judge to pass sentencing, so you'll have to see.
Because you don't want to get a jury in there that loves the song Umbrella, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's for sure. And Zac Efron has announced that he would love to backpack around the world.
I'll go with him.
Can you see being with a backpack?
Hey, slow down!
Hey, Zach, let's have a seat on this log. I'm awfully tired. Do you have any Pop-Tarts in your bag? I've already eaten mine.
His little Powerpuff Girls backpack.
Holy s***, it's Zac Efron!
Zach said he'd like to take a year off of show business to go, to explore planet Earth.
I would like him to do that as well.
I would like it as well. Because you know what, after that year, when he got back, there'd be nothing left for him. He has devised a plan to go unrecognized, he says.
Yeah.
He will shave his head and stay in low-key, offbeat hotels.
I will miss his hair, but that's fine if that's how he wants to play it.
Maybe you can get it. Maybe you can, bid for it on eBay or something.
Oh my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Bean wants to be his backpack.
Wow.
You don't wear backpacks on the front, I don't think, do you?
When do we leave, Ralph? Does it say?
You leave now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Zac Efron.
He's waiting for you on the ferry right now. That's what it says here in this story. So you better run. It's like the wind. You better just hop.
Go.
You're going to miss him. You're going to miss him if you don't go now.
I miss him already.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Cindy Crawford's 43 years old today. I'd like to explore planet Earth with Cindy Crawford.
Now you're talking.
Andrew Hsu from Melrose Place is 42. Does he still count as a celebrity when he hasn't been on television since 1987?
He's on the bubble.
I'm going to take him off the list. Okay. So I'm going to cross him right off.
I think that's fair.
Wow. Andrew Hsu.
We really don't care about
For just a second,
anymore.
I thought the bubble was another new television network, like the CW.
No. He is no longer on the celebrity birthday list. I'm sorry,
noggin.
Andrew Hsu. I'm sorry.
All right.
Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under is 31 years old today. Rihanna, speaking of which, she turns 21. Charles Barkley's 46 years old. And Anthony Stewart Head, who played Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Oh, come on, really? He is 55 years old today. He was in another British series called... I shouldn't have brought this up if I didn't know the...
email Ralph at krock.com.
No, it was a really great show about guys going through midlife crises. It was a British show about four best friends who were all going through a midlife crisis at the same time.
Fastlane.
And it was called Man-Child. Man-Child. Man-Child.
Never heard of it.
Still never heard of it.
BBC America. Go there. You can get the DVD. Very entertaining series, Man-Child. Check it out. I recommend it highly. There you go.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
That's our friend Joy King from Wicked Pictures joining us in the studio right now. Hey, Joy.
Hi, guys. Lisa May.
Hello, Joy. How are you? Hello, Joy.
Before we talk about Joy's new book, that, by the way, couldn't come at a better time with the rough economy and so many people out of work.
Not enough pictures, but other than that.
Other than that, it's a fantastic book, How to Get Into Porn. Before we talk about your book, we need a professional ruling on the video we showed you in the other room of the chick with the tail and the porno. What's going on with her?
Do you think that was real?
No, I think it's fake.
Really?
I think it's just a stunt by somebody to try and drive traffic to a website.
If it's working.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is.
It hurts me. I want that to be real. She can wag it, Joy.
He thinks it's hot.
I think the point that she can wag it is why it's fake.
Oh, that was a tip-off for you?
Yeah.
But who has, I mean, outside of a major motion picture studio, who has the kind of resources to make a prosthetic that looks that good?
Well,
I mean,
honestly, that's
not a cheap-looking deal that they
did. And you're right. But, you know, a lot of those people who do those prosthetics are big porn fans, and he probably did it for free just to be there and watch the sex.
Sure.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so relieved, because that was just so creepy.
I wanted it to be true, but I didn't want it to be true at the same time.
We came in this morning, and I said, all I care about is tracking down that girl with the tail. I want to have her in on the
show.
Well,
let's do it. Let's track her down, and we can
ask
her.
But not if she doesn't really have
a tail, if she comes in, we'll be able to prove it or disprove it.
There you go.
Come on,
okay.
You have to have,
work
like, special jeans to have that tail.
A lot of dresses.
Would Joy, this actually leads us into your day job at Wicked Pictures. If a girl showed up, and that was real, if she showed up with that tail, would you hire her for a movie?
Is that a specialty?
I don't think Wicked Pictures would hire that girl for a movie.
Really?
Well, that is a bad decision.
Tail porn has got to be, there have to be people out there with tail porn.
Yeah, they can go to whatever that website is.
All right.
Why would they be out there? There is no tail porn.
How do you know? I'm saying it could be real.
Would know by
oh, that's
now.
True.
All right, we'll work on that when we're not wasting your valuable time. Now's
okay.
The time that your book.
Her valuable time, by the way, is spent on this stuff all 24/7.
That's right. That
how
was
to
nothing.
Get into porn? This has got to be an idea, Joy, that you have been percolating on for the last 25 years. You've been in this business, right?
Actually, about 11 years. That's
11
I've been
years. Okay.
Thinking about it and working on it and sending out proposals and hoping to get it published. And
this is the question that most people ask you?
Yes.
When they
number
find
one
out you,
question.
How do I get into it?
How do I get into it? Absolutely.
Tell us about your history with Jenna Jameson. You started with her, right?
Yeah. We signed Jenna in 95, and I was hired to be her publicist. So I obviously did a fairly good job with her. And
yes.
Had the you know,
she did a fairly good job with her as well.
She did. No, she was great, and we had, you know, the support of the company behind us. You know, Wickwood was very, very gracious to send us on a lot of trips to do a lot of those interviews and things like that and go to the Cannes Film Festival and whatnot. So, yeah, no, we had a great history. She's still a good friend of mine. And
why can't you get her to eat?
She's eating.
Is she? Well, I guess
she's
eating for two now. So
she's eating for three.
Yeah, a little way. Right. All right. Now, you can't guarantee to turn anyone into Jenna Jameson because obviously
no.
That girl had star quality. I mean, she certainly deserved to become the biggest porn star in the world. But you can use the same path. You can use some of the same things that you learned with Jenna and help newcomers to the business go for that, right?
Yeah. And I mean, that's a big part of the book is not just like how to get into the industry. Obviously, that's a big part of it. But how to market yourself and how to just be easy to work with and accommodating on set.
Isn't it bizarre that you have to say that?
Yeah, it is. Because
really?
People don't take it like a business. I think they think they're going to get in and party and have fun and have sex and it's going to be a big orgy.
Oh, right.
And they don't take it seriously like as a business. And that's the difference between some people who get into the industry and then get right out because they don't make any money and they're not successful. And somebody like a Lisa Ann or Stormy Daniels who take this as a career and they're very motivated mm-hmm. and they're very disciplined and dedicated. And
you
it's
say
a
in
huge
your book,
difference.
The adult industry generates an estimated $10 to $14 billion a year.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I think it must be like acting because you can have a lot of talent, but you need to know the business side.
Absolutely.
And you need to know how to work it and to promote yourself.
Right. And that's a big part of the book is obviously promoting yourself and marketing and,
yeah.
and whatnot.
But in a way, though, the porn industry is looking for new talent even more than mainstream films and television. I mean, the turnover rate, you're always looking for new actors, right, Joy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because there's such an insatiable desire for new product. And you, I mean, you release so many movies that you have, I mean, you constantly have to be casting, I would imagine.
But that's a plus and a minus then, because right. getting in might be a little bit easier than maybe getting into acting. But, oh,
not
but then
what
you
meant.
Can get booted right back out with the next new face.
Headed.
Exactly. It really is just a combination of, you know, having the right physical attributes for the job,
sure,
being attractive,
important.
And being able to do the job, which I think there's a huge misconception, by the way, about how easy or difficult it is to do the job. I think a lot of people think that, oh, I'm just going to go have sex. It's going to be super easy. And for the girls, it may be a little bit easier to fake it.
Yeah, I would think so.
But, yeah, I don't think guys really understand.
I love sex, so I would be great at this. Is that not necessarily true?
I think for women...
Let's not discourage
little,
that.
No,
I'm just
easier.
You know what I'm
Please.
Saying?
We're trying to sell a book.
Let's not make it sound bad.
No. I just wondered if that was really like important and if that guaranteed success somehow.
It definitely is important because you can tell if someone's not enjoying sex on camera. You can absolutely tell.
Okay.
It shows.
It doesn't matter how good an actress they are.
No. It doesn't hurt if they're a good actress.
Yeah, of course.
But it helps if they like it.
Okay.
And they show that.
Joy, let me ask you this. If you're just joining us, our friend Joy King is in the studio from Wicked Pictures. Her book, by the way, is called Get Into Porn, An Industry's Insider Guide to Becoming a Porn Star. I would imagine, as with any other aspect of show business, whether people want to be an actor or they want to be a recording star or whatever, the first thing they think is, well, I got to know somebody. There's an in. I can't just show up. There's not an open audition. Is that true, or is there a way for nobody to walk in off the street and get a job?
Yeah, I mean, there is a misconception out there that they have to know somebody or they have to... A lot of guys specifically think that they need to find some hot chick and then convince that hot chick to get in the business only with them.
Oh, so that's their guarantee.
That's their guarantee in the front door.
So to speak.
Or the back door. but that's not necessarily true. You can certainly get into the industry if you're focused and determined and disciplined and you're not afraid of rejection. Because you're going to definitely have some rejection if you're a guy. A girl's definitely a lot easier.
Yeah.
But again, that's where that being professional will really come into play if you want to have a long, successful career.
The website is getintoporn.com. Is that right?
It is. And, you know, we actually have a special for K-Rock listeners, getintoporn.com/K-Rock.
Oh.
And for a limited time, they can buy the book, which is $29.95.
Okay.
And they'll get a free membership to wicked.com with all of our movies. And
nice. Oh.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to do that and then not read the book.
That's fine.
That's really like a good deal.
That would kill Joy if you bought the book and didn't read it.
Yeah, that would really bump me up.
Wow, that would be rough.
Well, if there's a chapter on old fat guys, then maybe I'll read it.
You have an in, Bean. You know me.
Hey.
He's never had an in. Getintoporn.com is the site. We have a bunch more questions that I'm sure you get asked all the time, and I'm sure you cover in the book about how to make your career last, how to make a lot of money at your career, what can be expected if you do get hired. I mean, we have many, many questions, and if our listeners do, we'll invite those calls to at 1-800-520-1067. Plus, we got another new track from the brand new U2 album. So we'll continue with Joy King right after this on the world famous.
Brand new song from U2 on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The CD has been leaked. And,
thanks, Dave. Way to go, King of Mexico.
That was called I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight. It's from the CD No Line on the Horizon, and I believe that's still scheduled to come out March 3rd.
Okay.
That's correct. Second. We'll have another track for you next hour on the Kevin Bean Show. Joy King is here, Vice President of Special Projects for Wicked Pictures, the biggest and the best of all the adult film producing companies. She has a new book out that is available for download now for only $29.95 with tons of free extras, including a membership to Wicked.com. It's at getintoporn.com. Hey, I have a question for you, Joy.
Slash K-Rock for your listeners.
Slash
K-Rock. Thank you. Yes.
Special offer.
We have the beautiful actress Eliza Dushku coming in next hour from The Dollhouse. Do you have a chapter in your book on how to force people into porn?
Oh. No.
Is there a way we can make her? I mean, that would be so cool.
Well, I could stick around and talk to her.
Okay. If you would, that'd be cool. Why do you have to have a chapter on grooming? Really? I mean, isn't that a given?
You'd be surprised.
People show up with ball froze and whatnot?
Well,
that happens?
Well, there are some people who choose to have that.
Yeah.
But I think there's just some things that you need to spell out for people, you know?
Why?
Because... maybe they don't know what it looks like on camera, what the parts of their body they can't see.
All right.
I mean, it makes sense, though, to zero base, just assume that the people buying the book don't know anything and give them as much information as they need.
Sure.
If there's some
right.
chapters you don't need, you don't have to concentrate on those chapters.
Exactly.
But clearly, it's for everybody who has questions about the industry, right?
Exactly. I try and cover everything.
All right. Let's take a couple of calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you have questions for Joy about getting into the industry. Dan is in Huntington Beach, and I suspect he's got one that you get asked a lot, and I'm sure is in the book, too. Hi, Dan. You're on with Joy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how well endowed do you have to be in porn?
Definitely bigger than average.
Okay. Is there a smaller than average niche? I mean, is that a certain type of?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Sorry, Dan. Thanks for calling.
For the cat. Okay.
So there's no number that you can put on it. It just
I wouldn't put a number on it.
It has to just look good on camera.
Yeah, it has to be nice.
Yes. There are nice and there are not nice.
Right.
And by that you mean mean?
It has to be pretty.
I don't understand.
It has to be pretty.
Oh, good one.
Thank you. It has to be pretty.
Joy, speaking of the King of Mexico and his brethren that are listening, what about, is there any work for turtlenecks? Or do you, is that not? do you hire that way too or no?
No.
I have a clip from the King of Mexico porn, if you'd like to hear a little bit of that.
Dave, push it. You're not going to die. I know the Heimlich.
Come on. Come on.
Dave, come on, dude.
Put it in your mouth.
Okay, so that...
what the heck is going on
that's
there?
That's King of Mexico doing porn. I'm just telling you.
I didn't know that way. All right, let's try Andrew in Costa Mesa also has a question about guys getting into the industry. Again, the book is called GetIntoPorn.com/KROQ for the special offer from Joy King. Hi, Andrew. You're on with our guest. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. I was wondering if it's true that men have to go through gay porn to get into normal porn. Like, they have to do that previously.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's definitely gay for pay opportunities out there for guys, and that's probably an easier way in.
A lot of them aren't gay, right?
Yeah, a lot of them aren't gay.
Yeah.
They absolutely just make their way in that way because it's quicker. Because, yeah, you don't have to do that. It's just going to take you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like a prerequisite or anything like that.
No, it's not required.
There's a certain number of guys you have to do it with before you can move on to women.
Right. Andrew, do you think you got what it takes?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I can't put myself in the mindset, no matter how much you want to be an adult film star, if you are a straight guy, to just, you know, look the other way and do gay porn. I mean, I can't imagine how people do that, Joy, but they do, huh?
Yeah, I've met several of them, and they look perfectly normal, and then they say, yeah, that's what they do, and
it's
that's
just
how they
started.
And
it's a business opportunity.
It doesn't bother them. That's just, they're doing it for the money, and yeah.
That's a bad choice. Can I just say that?
Sure.
Okay. All right, we need to take a break. Get Into Porn is the name of the book. GetIntoPorn.com/KROQ. Is the website. And
yes.
We'll take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067.
Ralph's got the movie beat coming up in just a few minutes here because it is Friday. Eliza Dushku from the TV show Dollhouse in the 8 o'clock hour and more brand new U2 for you. Our friend Joy King is in the studio. She is the Vice President of Special Projects at Wicked Pictures. GetIntoPorn.com/KROQ is the special offer to get her brand new book available for download only at this point. But at some point down the road, it is going to be available in bookstores too, Joy. Is that the plan?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay.
Sometime
fantastic.
In March.
There are stories that Joy was telling us during the song that I don't even know how we would be able to describe them on the radio. But
yeah,
trust
can't.
Me, you want to read them in the book.
Yeah.
You definitely want to read them in the book.
I wanted to talk about the exercises that she has men and women do, specifically the male one.
Male control exercise number one, male control exercise number two.
Even if you didn't want to get into porn, this is probably a good thing to be able to do, right?
Yeah, well, one of the things is I think people are very, they think, hey, I'm an excellent lover in my private life. I could do this job. And they don't understand a lot of the set distractions and the things that go on. So the exercises are designed to evaluate whether somebody can really do the job under the pressure that goes on set.
Okay.
Right.
So. Now, let me stop you. Before you describe what it is you advise the men to do to get ready, how long do you have to be –
how long do you have to last?
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
Couple hours at one time?
That's it.
I guess I could pare it down to that. If you rushed.
And there's lots of stopping and starting and adjusting cameras and lights and angles and everything else, right? And you need to kind of stay ready to rock the whole time. You can't be having a room full of people sitting around waiting for you to get interested again, right? That's
right.
What you're saying?
Yeah, that's really what it's about.
So what do you tell guys to do to see if they're up for the challenge?
We'll just say take care of business while you...
Right.
We have to be careful.
Yeah, basically the exercises are... There's a couple of them. And I recommend that they do them a couple of times to know that they can actually perform.
Okay.
And it's basically designed that they have to film themselves so they know what they look like on camera, because that's another aspect of it. People look pretty silly.
Make sure to leave that on your computer or your cell phone so that it can be stolen and sent
to
people.
And basically... In an uncomfortable place in the house, probably like sitting on a coffee table, maybe instead of in a chair or what have you.
Okay.
Turn on TV, maybe watch a really uninteresting either cooking show or sports. Something non-sexy.
When animals attack.
Right.
Exactly. Tearing people apart.
Unless you think that's hot.
Right. Unless.
Unless you think that's hot. And then go ahead and do their business.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of it, and they have to do this for a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes, in the middle of it, they need to call a buddy.
A guy?
And have a boy, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a guy. And continue doing their business, have a conversation about something completely different than what they're doing.
Hey, how about that federal bailout, huh?
That's right. Did you see the news? And then, hang up the phone and then finish.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And who can do that? That your stars can do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have to be able to do that.
That's the problem, is the distraction, right? There's a lot of people don't realize how distracting.
And I mean, there's a lot of crew people, and it's a lot of guys. I mean, I think that's one of the things that they don't understand, is that there's going to be seven or eight crew guys.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to make fun of you. And
really?
You know, yeah. These crew guys, they work together all the time, and they're not necessarily going to be
supportive.
You know, accommodating and supportive.
Look at him! Good luck!
That a penis.
Parts working.
That's awesome.
Funny.
All right, get into porn.com/KROQ for the special offer. Let's take a few more calls in our remaining moments with our guest, 1-800-520-1067. Mark is in Pomona. He is on line 7 this morning. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging on. You're on with Joy King. Go ahead.
What to do, Kevin and Bean?
Hi.
Lisa May and Joy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
What's the average salary for an amateur porn star?
Well, guy and girl, because that's very different, right?
Yeah.
Guy and girl.
You're talking annual salary?
Yeah.
It's really hard to say, because it depends how much work somebody's going to get. Someone starting out could make anywhere between $50,000 and $150,000 a year.
Girls.
That's just starting out.
Girls. Yeah. Guys could make like $5,000. Right?
No, guys can they can make $50,000 in a year, especially if they book
That's
themselves a
lot. If they're really busy. What if they're not busy? I mean, really?
Yeah, they'll make $5,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, to make $50,000 a year, how many days a week would that be working, Joy?
I mean, without having a calculator sitting here, they're going to have to work at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Like,
wow.
How much per movie?
It all depends on who they are and how they perform, but they could make somewhere between $600 and $800 a scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
a scene. A guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long does it take to shoot the average movie?
Well, it depends. I mean, look, Wicked Pictures makes features. It mm-hmm. takes us several days. A gonzo company like a Voyeur Media or something, they can shoot in one day.
Right.
Because
right.
they're just shooting back-to-back sex scenes.
Right.
And a
right.
scene might take 3 to 4 hours.
Okay. Well, because you're fouling everything up with plots and costumes and stories.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Dialogue and all that other BS that women make you put in your movies. All right, let's try Peter in Tarzana is on line 1 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Peter, you're on with Dre King. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa and Joy.
Hi.
I have a question. With the advent of websites that feature a lot of amateur content like RedTube and Pornhub, do the legitimate adult entertainment companies ever go out and scout for talent there?
You know what? Honestly, we don't have to go out and scout for talent. We have enough people knocking on our doors that it's not really necessary. But I'm sure if someone brought someone to our attention on a tube site, we would certainly
they could send you a link or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But you don't have to go looking.
No,
out of the
we
blue.
Have enough people knocking on the doors.
I see how many penis pictures Lisa May gets in her email. And
by the way, she's
just
short.
This morning.
Very short on those.
She got one this morning. She always welcomes those.
Yes.
LisaKROQ.com. Absolutely, guys. Send your penis shot. Joy, what must your email be like?
Yeah, I get a lot of interesting emails.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I do get a lot of the shots like Lisa May does, for sure.
I'd like you to make a copy of your hard drive and send it to us, if you don't mind.
You got it.
Okay, good.
Joy, as we wrap up here, and again, get into porn.com/KROQ for the special offer, including the free Wicked.com membership. I have to ask, you've been in the business for a lot of years. You've written a book now telling people how they can get into the business. Is it something that you recommend for a lot of people? Do you think it's a good career choice?
I think it depends a lot on individuals. And I do talk a lot about that in the book and making sure somebody's emotionally prepared to handle the type of lifestyle that they're going to be faced with. It's right. Not easy for performers. That's the reality.
Is it still really taboo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It still is.
It is. It is. And you just have to be mentally prepared. And if it just all depends on the individual.
Because you got to deal with family and friends.
Absolutely. Family and friends. Some people won't speak to you. Some are going to be supportive. It just depends on your individual circumstances. But it is important to take a look at that before you make a decision on whether to get in. And I did also want to mention, too, because I do get a lot of requests for other positions, like, you know, whether it's marketing or production.
Sorry about that.
So we will be writing other books to sort of answer how to get into those professions as well.
How to light porn, that kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sure, it's very different than other things.
Well, I think this book is needed. As I mentioned when we brought you on, especially these days with, you know, unemployment at like 10% or something like that in California, there are people who need to be thinking about new careers, and maybe the fun world of porn is for you. Enjoy. I mean, you are an expert in this field. I can't imagine a better person to write the book who really knows what the hell she's talking about. So congratulations on getting it done. I hope it's going to be great for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Getintoporn.com/K.
Eliza Dushku from Dollhouse. In the 8 o'clock hour this morning in the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, it's Friday. That means Ralph's got the movie beat.
And that's not it. Sorry.
No, it's great. I love that new theme.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Welcome to my world.
I know ordinarily you guys expect the showbiz beat here, but we have a jam-packed show today, so we had to move some things around. We're doing movie beat here. Luckily, we're short on time, but there are only two new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend.
That's it? Is that as few as it gets?
Yeah, they always do this on Oscar weekend. They throw stuff out there that only people who have no interest in really good movies would go to see.
Okay.
And that way they know they got their bases covered because the people who love movies are home watching the Oscars on Sunday.
Which is kind of crazy because all of Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, the Oscars aren't on and you still would like to have something to go see.
But you've got your pre-Oscar party, your pre-pre-Oscar party, you know.
Or maybe you're catching up on movies that you want to see before.
Yeah, they're
I'm
not
sure
gonna,
that's what they assume.
That's what they assume. People will be running out to catch Slumdog Millionaire or Milk or any of that before they get to it. So they said, look, why release something we really have belief in behind it? Let's throw some some high-concept genre-type movies out there, and we'll see what happens. So the two this weekend, first and foremost, is Fired Up. I say foremost because I'm torn. I'm so torn about this film. It is about two guys who are jock football players who decide to go to cheerleader camp because they will get all the ladies being the only guys at the cheerleader camp. Mm-hmm. And my mind
screams, by the way, I'm going to start a new website that is just nope.com.
My mind screams, F this movie, yet my penis keeps dialing Mr. Movie Phone to buy tickets. So that's
why
I'm
torn.
Did you
do that on its own?
It's been going on Fandango without my knowledge. It's just desperately been trying to get to this movie. So I have to send my lower half of my body to this film, I think.
What's it rated?
I believe it is...
That's an important feature of this kind of movie.
I don't have the rating here, I'm sorry.
If it's not R, I'm out.
I believe it's probably a PG-13.
Yeah, forget it.
But the girls are just insanely hot, every one of them.
One of the main chicks is the chick from Disturbia. Remember the neighbor?
Yeah, right. The neighbor next door girl.
Ooh.
Yeah. It looks horrible, but they keep showing just fields and fields of hundreds of smoking hot cheerleaders throughout the trailer of this movie.
They're pretty smart.
It stars Eric Christian Olsen, who plays one of the high school football stars. Who's 31 years old, by the way. I just thought it was interesting, the actor.
Playing a high school football star.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, that's where you're starting off with this film. Here's a scene. Sarah Romer is the name of the actress Mike was talking about from Disturbia. She is one of the head cheerleaders. Here she is surprising Sean, played by Nicholas DeGusto, who was one of the other jocks, when she compliments his cheerleading skills, because they have to learn how to cheerlead because they're in cheerleader camp. They pretend like they really want to become cheerleaders, see?
Sure.
You guys have been a big help. Kind of nice to know that when I get tossed, you're going to be there to catch me.
I like it, too. You're like a home run ball. A 15-inch brown trout, mild cold, double feature.
I get it. Things that you catch. Shut up. I know, at the beginning, I may have been a little against you two joining the squad.
I believe you call us godless douche monsters.
Actually, it was heartless boob grabbers.
Oh, well, that's better. I totally misunderstood you.
Wow, that doesn't sound too cute by half.
Really, hot chicks, Ralph?
Down, penis, down! I'm overruling you for once. No! Yeah, it sounds like a lot of really cutesy dialogue, and I wonder if they'll fall in love with girls and learn something important about the beauty on the inside.
And then the girls will find out.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to change my pants.
Then the girls will find out that it was just they were just having fun. They were just trying to meet. And then they'll get mad.
That's how it started. But right. Well, during this whole thing, I found out something more than I thought when I got here.
Right.
I found that you girls aren't just beautiful. You're beautiful on the inside, and I really want to help you win this competition. I think we can beat those cougars.
Well, now I don't have to see you, Ralph.
Don't.
You've ruined it for me.
Know what else you don't have to see?
What?
Tyler Perry's Madea goes to jail. F you, Tyler Perry.
But she goes to jail, Ralph.
This is... This... Now we know who Tyler Perry is. He's the Ernest of black people. Remember Ernest goes to camp?
Ernest made a lot of
jail. And Ernest went here and Ernest went there.
Those movies made a lot of dough.
Know what I mean, Vern? That's who Tyler Perry is with this Madea. Come on with her and the jail.
But she's in jail, Ralph.
Here's the thing about Tyler Perry. You can't find a bigger star. Can't find a bigger monster player in show business.
They love him.
Between his Madea movies and his TBS sitcoms, which are unwatchable.
And amazingly successful.
He just opened his own studio in Atlanta. His own film studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Has his own studio. Tyler Perry is worth approximately $500 million.
Really?
What? Wow. So it doesn't matter what I say about Madea going to jail, but Madea's going to jail.
That's what you're saying?
Because she's a sassy black grandma.
Uh-huh.
Played by a dude. And he's crazy because she's so sassy.
Does hilarity happen when she gets into jail?
Oh, wait till you see, Kevin. When she gets in jail, she's got to stand up to one of the big lesbian inmates named Big Sal.
Oh, no, she doesn't.
And Madea, you'd think, being an elderly black woman, would back down. Not when she's played by a 6'6" middle-aged black man, though. I don't think so.
You're a cute little thing.
Get your hands off of me.
Feisty.
Young man.
Who you think you're talking to, old lady?
You don't know me. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Now get the hell up from the table and go on now.
I see nobody told you I run this prison. I'm Big Sal. And what Big Sal wants, Big Sal gets.
I guess nobody told you that I'm Madea. Mud to the damn D-E-A. You understand that? And what I want, I get. I'm from the West End. That's where we cut up food first and rot like hell afterwards.
Kevin was laughing during that clip, by the way. I just want you to know.
No, he wasn't.
Kevin
was.
I wasn't laughing.
Art.
No, I was laughing.
Mike pointed. He pointed and made a point that I saw the fact that Kevin had his head down but was laughing.
I was laughing. I was laughing at it.
Sure you were.
Not with it.
Ralph, you're a student of film. What is with the popularity of the black actor, the Eddie Murphys, the Martin Lawrences, now the Tyler Perry, of dressing up as women and playing those wacky characters? Why are those so popular? They've made billions of dollars with that formula.
Because... they are sassy.
I think that's it.
The blacks love the sassy. They enjoy sassification.
Congratulations. You guys officially hate success.
And, you know, and these smart-ass male comedians can get all sassy when they're dressed up in drag, and it's a very successful combo.
I guess.
$500 million he's worth.
That's what I'm telling
that
you.
That dude.
With his own studio.
Right. Dude.
Oprah's on speed dial. They're best buddies. I'm telling you, he's got the world by the ass.
I hear you.
I'm doing something wrong.
You're doing everything wrong.
He's doing everything right. I'm doing everything wrong. Right.
You're wearing pants. That's your problem.
I don't think it's funny. Everyone else thinks it's funny. I am a man on an island on so many levels. And I think I just need to retire. I'm quitting. I won't be back next week.
All right.
I'm leaving.
Monday? You're not going to come back Monday?
Not coming back.
All right.
Goodbye. I'm Ralph Garman. And for the last time, I've walked the movie beat.
All that you know. Is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Can I get you something? Can I fix your chair for you?
Dear God.
King of Mexico, who's never nice to anyone. Eliza Dushku is here, and he's in the studio trying to... Can I get you some coffee or something?
Oh, your headphone cord looks like it might be tangled. Let me help that with you. With that. I haven't seen the king since November. All of a sudden, he's all over you this morning. What the heck's that deal?
He's a nice guy. I appreciate
it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. For a pretty girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday nights are cool again, thanks to Fox TV. They
They got The Dollhouse Friday nights at 9 with episode number 2 tonight. And the star of the show, Eliza Dushku, joins us in studio here on the World Famous Tour.
Thank you. You guys are rocking my last name. You guys are perfect pronunciation. Thank
Dushku.
You. That's right.
That's what we heard.
It's a tough one, yeah.
We ask, and usually we get it wrong. So.
You guys are perfect. Right. You didn't even have to ask.
Wow, that never happens. That's so cool.
Eliza, we have many questions for you. We've all, this isn't one of those interviews where we're going to pretend we saw the show, because I'm telling you, the fact is we all saw the show. We all are giving big thumbs up to the premiere episode that we saw last Friday.
Honestly, I wanted to tell you this quite honestly. When it ended, and this doesn't happen much, I was sad because I wanted it to continue.
I really
enjoyed it.
Well, we talked to Joss last Thursday, Friday?
Yeah,
last
he's week. Awesome.
Yeah,
Joss is my boy.
Yeah. He was explaining it to us, and it sounded great.
So we
saw the show. We love the show. We got a million questions about the show, but we mostly want to know about the T-shirt that you're wearing that you pretend is a dress on the dance floor.
My God.
How did you keep that thing on?
Well, we needed something.
Right?
You know, the scene starts, and we're on the motorcycle, so we had the leather pants, and we didn't want to make, you know, we had to make it seem like we got to the party, and I just kind of took off the pants, and so it needed to be a shirt that was also a dress, and so we
It wasn't much of a dress, though. I mean, that was... That was the shortest dress I've ever seen.
Sexy sells. I'm kind of selling a little bit of sexy.
How are you not like yanking it down the whole time? My God.
It was Lady Gaga. I was just dancing. Yeah. I was just dancing.
I got to tell you that I love that scene, although I did laugh out loud when you suggest that you race the dude on a motorcycle 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And he says the unbelievable words, "Let's just dance." That was the most unrealistic thing I've ever heard, and yet I was perfectly happy with it.
It was like it segues right in, and Lady Gaga starts up, and it was good. It was fun.
And by the way, I'm sure that clubs like that one exist. I'm not pretty enough to get into them, but did you happen to check out the other women that were in that club, Kevin? I mean, it looked like a Playboy modeling casting call. It was unbelievable how hot the crowd was in that club.
Well, that wasn't deliberate.
It's an L.A. crowd. You know, everyone in L.A., I think, sort of has a hot look. Everyone, I mean, full-blown goes out. Everyone's a model and an actress, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
So...
Sure.
I think we stacked the deck in the club pretty good.
Yeah, you did.
Now, for folks who are lame and did not bother to tune in last Friday night at 9, this is an interesting concept for a show. We always expect something a little out of the ordinary from Joss Whedon, and he's delivered this time. Explain to folks what the Dollhouse is. What's it all about?
It's an illegal underground organization that has people come in. They volunteer. You know, maybe they're at the end of their lines. They've gotten some trouble. They come in, they volunteer a certain number of years of their life, and they have their own memories and their own personality wiped out so that they can be imprinted to be anything anyone wants, needs, desires, and sent out or hired out on engagements or missions to be hostage negotiator, perfect date. I mean, it's sort of an escort service, but we also can be imprinted to be professionals, and we can have, you know, skills, languages. So you can basically say, I want, you know, someone that speaks Russian, someone that can lead a senator down a carpet. I mean, anything. You can basically have us be anything and anyone you want.
I thought from originally hearing that they would make up something, but they seem to give you other people's actual real memories. And
yeah, they give us actual human scans.
It's not made up.
No, they're actual people. So in the first episode, you know, they gave me the imprint of a woman who was already deceased, and they had her personality scan, and they put it in me because she was the was that time up?
No, that was.
Okay. Oh, so because she was an abused, girl, and then there she was, you know, hostage negotiating this little girl.
Right.
But this episode, this Friday night, tonight, is one of my favorite episodes. This is full action Jackson. Like, this episode's called Target. We shot it in Sequoia in Los Angeles National Park. River rafting, rock climbing. This guy hires me to be the ultimate adventure partner for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out, and I kind of play this, like, tomboy, and we're bow hunting as well. So he's like, we're out hunting deer.
How do they find somebody to imprint you with that's bow hunting?
This guy's a maniac. And then, of course, all goes terribly wrong, and this guy starts hunting things other than wild game.
No.
Can they imprint you with guys' memories?
We haven't tried that yet, but they can pretty much imprint us with anything. I think, yeah.
I would imagine. Well, like Kevin's question was, how would you find a woman who was like into all this stuff?
Yeah,
and I was like, well, you could probably take a guy's memories and
imprinter with those.
And you can mix them. Yeah, that's
but
the thing.
But we don't want to
you can,
see that.
You can basically develop the brain.
But I'm saying, just for the record, we don't need to see you be a dude.
I play like a 40-something-year-old woman. Like
really?
Like a cougar. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In an upcoming episode.
That's fine. Now, shut up, Lisa.
A blind cultist. They send me into a cult compound as a blind woman. But I'm like a true believer. So.
But you can't
really cool
physically
one
see? They can do that to you?
Yeah, they imprint cameras into my eyes and send me into a cult, which is a very cool episode. We have great writers that used to be on Buffy. Mm-hmm. One of them is this guy, Tim Minear. He did the last episode, which is awesome. It's like Natural Born Killers. And then he did that one as well, and that was a really interesting one.
Forgive me if this is a dumb question, but a lot of times science fiction is based on a germ of something that exists in science. Is this a field that is actually being explored in terms of wiping out or imprinting memories on people?
You know, we've been reading more and more little things. About a month into shooting, the New Yorker had an article called Virtual Iraq, and it was about how they have soldiers coming back, and with technology and sort of this Clockwork Orange type system, they're erasing memories from soldiers and literally putting them into like full immersion, recreating the streets, recreating the scenario, and tweaking their memories. And I mean, even just with medications and everything today, it's not that science fiction. It's not as far off as people might think.
Dude, like, sign up for that.
Right?
I maybe already did. It's like a permanent thing with me. Every day stuff gets erased.
It's cool though. Yeah, sometimes I play 3-4 different characters per episode. And so for me, it's sort of a personality playground.
Yeah. I mean, as an actress, there can't be anything more fun than almost getting to play a new person every week.
I asked Joss at our infamous lunch to just create the coolest, craziest show for my ADHD personality. And he signed up and he did it for me. He delivered.
Why is your lunch infamous?
Well, because that's where it all started. I invited him to lunch and we had a 4-hour lunch, and over the lunch we came up with the idea together. We were just talking about my life. Yeah, I had a deal with Fox. I called him a week into it. He was my plan A, B, and C, and over 4 hours I got him to say yes. He wasn't going back into TV. And the idea for the show just came up right there. I love that man.
That's wild.
Amazing.
Wow.
He's a good friend.
All right, we got a bunch more questions for you. Can you stick around for a few minutes, Alana?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. The TV show is called Dollhouse. Episode number 2 airs tonight at 9 on Fox. Eliza Dushku is here. We'll return in a moment right after this on K-Rock.
Dollhouse.
What?
Dollhouse.
Say it.
Dollhouse.
Say it again.
Your brains are... Okay, dollhouse, freaking house. Keep saying it. It's fun to say. Dollhouse, 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 dollhouse.
It's like the King of Mexico is already on the show. Dollhouse. Eliza Dushku is here in the studio of the world-famous K-Rock. The show is called Dollhouse, or Dollhouse if you're Dave. And it's Friday night. That's tonight at 9
house.
Everybody who visits your set, I am told, wants to live on it. What's so cool about it, Eliza?
Man, they just went all out with that set. When we walked in there, it's this huge, it takes up the entire stage. It's multi-million dollar between all of them. Big wood Japanese Zen garden. There's a pond in the middle. I mean, it's just gigantic. And then they have the massage room, the exercise room, the dining room. Everything about it is just, you got to move
in. Pods.
You have like sweet pods.
Like a spa. The sleep pods, we sleep in these.
Can we webcam that?
What's that?
Can we webcam that?
Sure.
The sleep pods?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, was I just hoping, or did I see unisex showers going on?
Oh, yeah. Unisex showers.
Yeah, you saw that.
When we're in the dollhouse, we're completely wiped of any inhibition, we're like these childlike blank slate dolls, and so we don't.
And the address? What's the address of that place?
We're not supposed to be. But the unisex shower scenes are fun.
Yeah,
but they don't let you also be a regular person. You can't have that job and also have a real life that you go back to when you're done with work for the day, right? You are
you're
full time a pod person,
full tilt boogie.
Do you? When you're done, and you might not know this, not that you would have memories of what you did, but do you get your old memories back from when before you started?
You get your old memories back and a lot of money. So it's basically you sign up for, you know.
If you survive.
Yeah. But I mean, they send us out with handlers, and they send, I mean, their whole promise is that we'll be completely protected no matter what goes down.
Yeah.
But it sounds like from the first episode, like you didn't sign up because you wanted to. You signed up because you didn't have much choice.
I got in a little bit of a sitch. Yeah, I got a little bit of a rough situation.
What was the sitch?
Well, you're just going to have to watch and find out. I mean, tonight, though, there's a lot of reveal tonight, even in episode two. But we really wanted to spread it out over the 13 shows. And, you know, we wanted everybody to come to the party last week, but it just gets better and better. And we want people to stick around and let it grow. You know, Joss is a novelist. He needs chapters and it's just intriguing to watch him go.
Well, in the first episode, they already have you showering, dancing, working out. What's left? I mean, how many episodes
just
still full on porn?
A lot.
All right. Well, they know how to use you then.
We cover it. Yes, they do.
Well, you know, it's funny because you see TV shows and the ones that lend themselves the most to all kinds of different stress and situations are lawyer shows, hospital shows.
Right.
And you've come up with a novel way of, you know, introducing 1,000 different storylines.
Right. And the big question
is, in a hospital.
The big question is, how are people going to identify with Echo every week since she doesn't have a personality of her own? But the whole premise of the show where we pick up with the dollhouse is that I'm the active that is starting to glitch. I'm like the glitch in the matrix. I'm the one that's starting to have, you know, this self-awareness and starting to remember her past. And so Echo does evolve quite quickly.
Awesome.
So,
well, I know you got to go. I know you're going to be on TV. In fact, we urge you to turn off K-Rock listeners and turn on Channel 5 at 9 a.m. because I think Eliza's going to be over there by then. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But we were excited about the show just from the commercials, but it really lived up to the promise when we saw it last week. And we're very excited.
Thank you
Friday
so much.
Friday night, that's tonight at 9 on Fox. Eliza, thanks so much for coming in. I hope you and Dave are very happy together.
Thank you so much.
She exceeded all expectations as a real life person in our studio, didn't she?
Yep.
I mean, you see her on the TV and you go, man, she's hot. And then she comes in, she couldn't be any hotter in person and couldn't be any nicer on top of it. And I think Dave slipped to the tongue at one point.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
No.
It seemed to me like that was going on.
Dave was really trying to behave himself. He was just spectacular.
Congratulations to George Rosso from Los Angeles. Just won tickets to go see Coldplay at the Home Depot Center. That is a show that is coming up this summer on July 18th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. He is also in the drawing for a little something we'll do at 7:15 on Monday morning to send you to see Coldplay in Bergen, Norway.
Yes! Norway!
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520 AFRO. 24 hours a day, you can leave a message on any topic. Psycho Mike was telling us a story about the Super Bowl party, I believe, is when Lightning saw the Fast and the Furious trailer.
Yep. Welcome back, Mr. Diesel.
He was super, super excited about that.
Oh, Kevin and Dean, guess what? I saw the preview for Fast and Furious. Whee! Welcome back, Mr. Diesel! Lightning, I swear to God, I hate you. I hate you, Lightning. I hate you.
We're talking yesterday, I believe, or the day before, about the poor bastards that have to work at Subway.
Oh, yeah.
And the annoying customers that come in and order them around like they're their personal slaves.
Yep.
Subway! I love Subway! I like to eat it! Put it in my face and swallow it!
I'm with them, and you guys made a good point that Subway is the only restaurant where you get to micromanage the preparation of your food. I mean, that's what makes it such hell for employees. Is nowhere else do they hear no more lettuce, no fewer pickles.
Right? They block you from sight. That's smart. Subway is really going above and beyond with that. Rockin' Fig does the surf report every day.
No, seriously, Fixer. Every morning I wake up and I hear that stupid guy say "shroup it." What the f*** is Shroup It? Ugh.
Unfortunately, we can't ask Mr. Fig. He's been dead since 1991. We're just playing the old tapes every morning.
Hey, I heard Mr. Bertram's looking for a job.
Oh, come on. That's sad. Maybe Monday.
Hopefully, yeah.
They're canceling Tom Likas? No!
Really?
I'm sorry, Dean, can I hear your impression?
No, you cannot.
This is for Dave, the King of Mexico.
Clippers! Stop!
Oh!
See what he did?
Wow.
Because Dave's trying to bring back
Not.
Yeah.
Hey, KOM, guess what happened last night? That's right. The Clippers were eliminated from winning the Pacific Division! Suck on that.
That happened at the beginning of the season, by the way. We had Mr. Skin on. He was telling us about the Anatomy
Awards.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Skin, shut the f*** up. All right, sorry. I'm not very creative or skinventive, if you will.
Okay, but you guys deserve that.
A little better.
Yeah,
it was pretty pathetic, wasn't
it?
Yeah. This dude, there are a lot of people getting laid off and fired. This dude had to pay for it.
I got a text message from my boss telling me that I've been fired. The worst part about it, I don't have a text messaging plan. So it cost me 25 cents to get fired. My life. Hi, Lisa.
Well, at least there's a bright spot.
So you know the woman who got attacked by the chimp? Well, I guess you could say they had a real face-off. Ha!
Oh. I can't.
Yeah. Too soon?
Yeah,
maybe.
A little bad.
Singles party last Friday night. Sam showed up as Mr. Clown. And if you haven't seen Say No to Sam on the video yet, you need to go to KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean. Click on that because it is one of the funniest things ever. He's dressed like a clown and we don't let him into the party for a long time. And that's what this guy's calling about. But especially there was just a tiny little moment where Lisa May showed up, said hi to Sam, and then walked right past him into the party.
Right.
And that moment is what this guy's calling about.
Oh, my God, guys. I was watching that video of Sam trying to get into the party at KROQ.com. And at 5 seconds, where Lisa looks into the camera, says, have a good night. I'm sure everybody will. Oh, man. I just take my... Oh, man. That's so good. Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Keep talking, baby. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Oh, Lisa, yeah. Yeah. I'm having a good night, baby.
Oh, man.
Golly, I'm going to need to change my pants.
Could have been better. All right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Yeah, Kevin and Bean show at 8:50.
The fact that you think it was okay disturbs me more than the fact that you did it.
Come on now.
Kevin,
you
know, Kevin's the interview killer.
Kevin is the interview killer.
Come on now.
And while you were talking to Joy King from Wicked Pictures...
What did I do?
I realized now why. What's your weapon of choice is when you murder interviews?
What?
It's you trying to jam in some comic gem of yours that really has no place or no natural organic setup in the conversation.
I'm doing the best I can.
I'm saying it's bad.
All right.
So I pulled this little piece of tape from the interview we did with Joy just to once again show you how Kevin murders in the name of love.
Speaking of the King of Mexico and his brethren that are listening, what about, is there any work for turtlenecks? Or is that not? do you hire that way too or no?
No.
I have a clip from the King of Mexico porn, if you'd like to hear a little bit of that.
Dave, push it.
What?
You're not going to die. I know the Heimlich.
Come on. Come on.
Dave, come on, dude.
Put it in your mouth.
Okay, so that.
What the heck is going on
that's
there?
That's King of Mexico doing porn. Come on. That's.
Oh, wait. And the interview killer.
Kevin the comedy bit killer. I didn't realize you had that tacked on already.
Yeah.
That wasn't that bad. For me, that was all right.
Well, it's a whole different
conversation. For me, though.
No, Dave wouldn't have any job in porn. No, we don't highlight it. Oh, I have his porn. He did do porn. Here is the clip from it.
I'm standing by that.
Yeah.
That's
what worries me.
That's acceptable.
That's what worries me.
All right.
That you're standing by it.
All right.
8:51, Friday morning on the Kevin Beach Show. Rob is there with a final look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Speaking of adult films, great news for everyone.
You guys hear the King of Mexico is in a porn?
Stop it. Guess who has just made?
Huh?
Who has just made another celebrity sex video, soon to be released. March 3rd is the release date.
Another?
Oh, yeah. Serious.
Yahoo Serious. That's right, Mike.
Please let it be Kim Kardashian.
Nope. You ready for another night in China?
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Joni China Doll Lauer.
No.
Has made her second adult film. One Night in China broke sales records for Red Light Studio, by the way, that released it. It was named the top-selling release of the year by the Adult Video News in 2006.
This is worse than Armenian genocide.
Really?
Biggest selling porno movie of 2006 was One Night in China.
Really?
Yeah. But that's the freak show value, though, right? I mean, that's... People wanted to see her testes.
Well, here she comes again. China's in another one.
You did steroids? Did it make your balls shrink?
Another Night in China showcases China in over an hour of exclusive, never-seen-before hardcore footage.
Mm. Nope.com.
After all that hard work she did on Celebrity Rehab, that's a shame.
Here's more of me now. Hope you enjoy it. And my freakishly large female genitalia.
It looks like a croissant.
Okay. All right.
It does look like some sort of cocktail we need to be serving at a as an hors d'oeuvre. Some
ooh,
sort of
Hustler magazine. I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Ah, ah, oh, God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
In the keeping with nude celebrity news, Kate Winslet has announced she no longer plans to get naked on camera.
Really?
Oh, hey! Oh, hey! No. Wait, the decision's been made?
Kate Winslet has showed off her goodies in 10 different films, by the way.
Well, let's not rush into anything.
She's announced she no longer plans to get naked on camera.
Yeah, and she's been nominated for 6 Oscars. Clearly what she's doing is working.
She told Time magazine she worries that she'll be known as the actress who always gets her kit off. Kit being the British term for your clothing, your outfit.
Okay, well.
And so she said no more. No more for you.
That's might bad. She reconsider?
Well, we'll see if she wins this year or not. She wins the Oscars this year, she probably will. If not, she'll probably keep showing them, just trying to get people's attention.
Well, maybe she wants to eat a Twinkie or two, you know?
She looks good now. She's looked better now than she ever has.
Absolutely.
I agree.
She does.
Diabolical. Harrison Ford may finally be making an honest woman of Calista Flockhart.
They've been together how long, Ralph?
Jeez, I think it's like 8 years?
I was going to say 6 or 7, for sure.
Looks like they were spotted getting blood tests in their hometown of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And picking up a marriage license also in that town. So it looks like they're finally going to get married. By the, interestingly enough, Harrison actually asked her to marry him before, about 5 years ago, but she could not make out what he was saying.
So, take this long.
What? I'm sorry, honey. Can you speak up? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're saying. Are you asking me something? Does anyone know what he's saying?
She just had no idea.
Wow.
He's so old now, though, that she's, you know, no more than a couple of years away from the huge Harrison Ford fortune if she can become
his
wife.
Oh, yeah, this is just cash in now.
He's only 66.
Yeah, but he seems...
He's an ugly 66. I mean, he looks bad, doesn't he?
He's weathered.
For 66,
weathered, yeah. He looks...
Yeah, he's...
He looks 86.
He's an outdoorsman. It's like what happened to Robert Redford. Remember Robert Redford hit like 65 or something, and suddenly he'd look like a saddlebag? It's just all that time in the sun.
Oh, that broke my heart.
It just went right downhill after a certain age. She's 44, by the way. She's no spring chicken herself.
No, but...
22-year difference. And they got like a 5-year-old kid or something?
She adopted it, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Britney Spears may not be up to the hectic pace on her upcoming tour.
Really? What a surprise.
Friends are telling people who will listen. Not
apparently
me.
That's us.
That Brit may be in the best physical shape possible, but her mind may not be able to handle the stress. Word is she's already acting out, and her first show isn't until March.
Oh, good.
So by the time she gets on the road, they're concerned for her mental well-being.
There's 1,000 things that no one's going
to
say.
Looks like they
say.
Had some tape to play over there. I just thought maybe someone was going to play.
Is that what they were doing?
There we go. Huh? Christian Bale is getting some support from a uncommon source. Common.
Come on now.
Common worked with Christian Bale on Terminator Salvation and says, in light of all the bad rap that the actor's been getting since that temper tantrum from the set that had been released on the internet, Common told the New York Daily News that working with Christian was excellent and he's a wonderful human being, Common says.
Okay.
So get off his back, man.
Okay.
As long as you don't walk into a shot.
Just don't do that.
I thought it was interesting. I kind of thought that when Christian Bale called us a few weeks ago that it was the beginning of the apology tour, but he went right back underground after that, and as far as I know, still hasn't spoken to anyone else.
We were it.
Yeah, he doesn't need to because everybody aired it. So
true.
That's true. It did get around, didn't it?
You know?
And Lindsay Lohan's in the news. Reportedly, Lindsay and her good buddy Lily Allen were spotted in West Hollywood last Thursday at around 2 a.m.
Now we're getting somewhere.
At a tattoo parlor. Both of them got fresh ink while they were out in the town at 2 a.m. there in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. I want them to be a couple. I want to hear that Samantha Ronson is out of the picture. Now
we're
it's
talking
Lily
about
Allen.
Lesbians. Get those two together. That's a lesbian
I only
couple.
Pay for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
Wow.
No word on Lily Allen what she got in terms of art, but Lindsay apparently got a very ornately scripted the word love on her body. Unfortunately, she's so thin now they just got L-O. They're waiting for it to beef up before they put the V&E someplace. So,
I thought I saw Lily Allen's tattoo this week. Did she? Does this sound right to you guys? Did she get the word shh tattooed onto her finger?
Yes.
So that she can hold her finger up to her mouth and it'll read shh.
Yes.
Huh. Great.
And have you missed out on some of the Oscar-nominated Best Picture nominees this year?
I have.
Well, you can make up for it tomorrow.
I haven't even heard of some of them.
You've heard of some of
really?
The, of the best
Kevin
pictures?
Asked me today who this Heath Ledger guy is they're talking about.
What is this milk everyone keeps referring to? That's a drink, right? If you've missed out on Milk or Frost Nixon, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, The Reader, or Slumdog Millionaire, AMC Movie Theaters is offering a special deal for you tomorrow. You give them $30, you get to sit in a theater and see all five films. You get a free large popcorn. Yeah, free large popcorn if you spend $30.
Mm-hmm.
And unlimited refills, by the way, all day long, as long as you're watching the movie.
Well,
that's a cool thing.
You'll
they give you like a trash can full of popcorn, and then they go, you can have more.
But that 30
How many trash
bucks,
cans
though,
would you like?
That $30 is, you'd pay that for three of the movies. So
yes,
it still is a deal because you're getting all five.
Listen, how excited being
I know.
Cheapest man
I'm
in the world.
I'm thinking of doing it.
The only
I'm
guy who
didn't
do
that.
Remember when he was running out in the middle of movies to get refills on his soda because he could, because they give you free refills?
Oh, sure.
Like, remember that scene? No, I think I was outside of the time because I was refilling my soda.
I may do this tomorrow, you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Haven't you seen all the movies?
I haven't. Ever since I've been in puppy hell, I've not been going to the movies very much. I haven't seen a lot of the movies that are up for Oscars this year. And I think the show would be much more enjoyable for me Sunday night if I have. So
certainly would.
I may try to do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, like that one I haven't seen.
You haven't seen Millionaire?
No.
Oh, I love Millionaire.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Awesome. We do have the clip of being on Millionaire, if you want to hear that.
We don't have that.
Okay. No.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Anthony Stewart Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is 50. Five. Really?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Really.
Charles Barkley, NBA analyst and former NBA player himself, is 46. Cindy Crawford turns 43. Lauren Ambrose, the adorable redhead from 6 Feet Under, is 31 years old. And Rihanna celebrates her 21st birthday today. No pinatas in that house, by the way.
Oh,
I'm just saying she's
damn
not a little flinchy when it comes to the pinatas. That's all I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to all of our special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Joy King, Vice President of Special Projects for Wicked Pictures. If you want to get into the fascinating world of adult films, why not? GetIntoPorn.com/KROCK, by the way, for a special deal. Her book is only $29.95 with lots of free extras that come along with that. Also, thanks to the beautiful Eliza Dushku for joining us today. Her show is called Dollhouse. That airs tonight at 9 on the Fox Network.
All right, Monday morning we have Academy Awards highlights. We have K-Rock World Tour Destination Number 4 Grand Prize. We have Harvey Levin. This afternoon we're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel, 5 p.m.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What's happening, hot stuff?
Hey! Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Vaginas are beautiful.
Huh? Roll another one.
I too am a big fan of vagina.
Just like the other one.
I'm so not a raper.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Look at that release.
And I need another hit.
Up next, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. How about sticking around for some STP, also The Bravery, Linkin Park, The Offspring, Vampire Weekend, and more. Straight ahead on good old K-Rock.
Roll another one.
Will you embrace my big fat ass?
Just like the other one.
Are you kidding me?
This one seems to be about to end.
Big ones.
I don't have another cent.
It's so bizarre.
There is a new way to get a facial.
Just pass it around.
Yeah, dude.
But don't hold up that joint, my friend.
I like turtles.
But just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
Can I go now?
Sure. We can all leave now.
Okay, thanks. See you later, Mom.
Hey, you boys leave. You can't come back.
Oh, gee. You hear that? If we leave, we can't come back.
Oh, no.
What should we do?
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. And I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling. So I'm very sorry, but I'm just very upset right now. So I'm going to go ahead and go. But I'm not going to stop yelling, because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
106.7, K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin Devine Cinco de la Tarde.
We are turning up the heat on the new music this week, because this morning on the Kevin Devine Show, we world premiered some brand new tracks from U2's No Light on the Horizon for you. What if I were to say this hour, we're going to world premiere another major K-Rock artist and a brand new song, whose name we cannot identify yet, but it's someone you know and love and have for years, and that's later this hour on Kevin Devine Cinco de la Tarde. How about that?
Okay.
I would be excited.
Okay. Well, good. Our first guest on Kevin Devine Cinco de la Tarde today is our old friend Jimmy Kimmel. His special is going to air live after the Academy Awards this Sunday night on ABC Channel 7. In fact, it's called Jimmy Kimmel Live After the Academy Awards. And Jimmy joins us on K-Rock right now. Hey, James, how are you, man?
I'm good. I hear that there's some talk that you guys are turning up the heat on the new music this week.
That is correct, yes.
That talk has gotten all the way to you?
Yeah, it somehow trickled down to me. Turning up the heat.
Come on. Absolutely true.
You know Bean is Mr. Cheese.
Jimmy, you forget I was Flash Phillips, man. Come on. That doesn't die fast.
I guess not. They're going to have to squeeze that out of you.
It dies slow and hard. I can tell you that.
That's what she said. All right. So, Jimmy, so what's the deal? You're on after the Oscars? It's going to be a live show this time?
Yeah, well, it always is, actually. We always do it right after the Oscars. And actually, it's after the local news. We say it's after the Oscars, but there's all sorts of crap in between us and the Oscars.
Yeah, that's BS. When the Oscars go off, I'd like to watch you.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch the news.
Yeah, but everyone else does.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Right. Now, are you going to, is the goal that you're going to, get some of those big-time Oscar winners that night? Kate Winslet wins, she walks across the street, boom, she's on your show? Is that how it's going to work?
You know what, that's what I imagined would be the situation when I first started doing this. In fact, when we first moved into the El Capitan Theater, we thought, this is great because the Oscars are here and ABC has the show, and we will literally maybe load people into a funnel and then just point them. And we thought, people would accidentally, Jack Nicholson would wind up on the show while looking for his car.
Sure, just wander in.
And it turns out that we're not allowed to have any of the nominees on the show because they like to keep them there for press.
Wow.
But we do have a good substitute, I think, which is Mel Gibson.
Oh, Mel Gibson, Oscar winner himself, yeah. Now, you need to turn up the heat on your guest, Jimmy.
Well, we're trying to turn the heat up this week, but our little pilot light is broken.
All right, now what's Mel Gibson going to be talking about, and is he aware that you have some Jews working on your show?
I don't know. Nope. Will you be quiet?
Sorry.
You don't want to ruin it for Jimmy.
to be honest, I have not yet begun to. We do everything last second, so we just booked Mel yesterday, so I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. But
I always thought you people in TV did stuff ahead of time.
What's you people, Jews?
You just always figure there has to be a level above ours at what point people are professional and well-prepared. Because clearly, Jimmy, from all those years of working on this program, that we're flying by the seat of our pants. But we thought once you get to be a big-time network television star, everything's laid out and understood what's going to happen.
That is the case. I just haven't become that yet.
I see.
Everybody else is very prepared. It's just us that isn't.
All right.
This is our old friend Jimmy Kimmel on the phone with us this afternoon. He is live after the Academy Awards and after the local news after the Academy Awards on Sunday night on ABC. Hey, while we have you, James, I have to ask, because there's been so much press about it. Of course, Conan is going off the air tonight. Is that going to make any difference at all in your world when he moves to 11:30?
I hadn't heard about that. Wow. Wait a minute.
Leno?
He does 11:30.
Is that not the way you wanted to find out?
This is a shocker. Yeah, well, I think it will make a difference. I don't know what the difference will be. I mean, I don't know if we'll do better or worse, or we'll wind up moving up, or we'll wind up moving to 1:30, or who knows what'll happen.
Oh, don't say that.
I think we'll be all right. We'll be fine.
I think so, too, because, I mean, it's not like you've done your show to counter what the other shows that are on at the same time as you have done. I mean, you've pretty much just done what you do and what you think is funny, and that's what's working for you.
Yeah, most of our viewers are sleeping anyway.
Although,
I
mean,
let's be honest.
To be honest, I hear that he has Uncle Frank as a new feature on his program. So you might want to check into that.
Oh, well, believe me, there will be. I will have some stern words with the family if that's the case.
All right, Jim, last question. Being a big-time TV star and the host of the ABC Jimmy Kimmel Live, do you get to go to the Oscars? Do they extend that courtesy to you?
Oh, no. You're like the worst neighbor in the world. It's like your next-door neighbor's having a huge party, and you're not invited.
But they're right across the street, and it's the same network.
Yeah, no, I won't be. In fact, they told security to shoot me if I get anywhere.
Oh.
Yesterday, I could barely get into my own building. I got some, like,
wow.
You know, some foreign-speaking security guard who probably shouldn't have been... Security should not have allowed him in this country in the first place.
Right. Yeah.
Would not let me into my building. And I just said, he's like, you have to have ID. And I said, I don't have any ID. And he goes, well, you can't go in. I said, well, I'm going in. I just went in.
And you would think at this point that Guillermo would recognize you, right?
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad.
All right. It sounds like a great show. Jimmy Kimmel Live on Sunday night on ABC. Mel Gibson, Robin Thicke performing. Good times. Jim,
oh,
always
yeah,
good to catch up with you, man.
One thing that I know Ralph is going to be very into. It's
okay.
A movie we've created. It's The Curious Case of Benjamin Batman.
Yes.
Oh. You'll love that.
In which all I right. turn into an old Batman baby.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks, Jim. All right. Kevin Bean, Cinco de la Tarde for a Friday. I think we have a call first we need to deal with.
They're canceling Tom Likas.
Tom, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show this afternoon. How are you, my unemployed friend?
Just the mic. The microphone's right.
Yeah, it's this one right here.
Right? Nope.
No, go back
Tom,
to the other one.
Right?
Kevin and Bean!
That one, yeah.
You're listening to the Tom Likas Show on KROQFM.
No. Nope, that's
not. The show that is not hosted by Kevin or Bean. No!
No, it's not hosted by Tom Likas either because
it's
you're
me.
Unemployed.
You gotta talk about things you really want to talk about. You're gonna need the number 1-800-500-TOM.
Nope,
the number.
Tom,
call it now.
Number doesn't work.
Disconnected
it's free
the number.
Free Throat Friday. All I ask is that you be fascinating, or else I'm gonna cut you off.
Tom, you are fat and fired, and it's been about 20 minutes since you've been unemployed. How's
number
it going
one.
So far?
Number one, baby, in our ratings. Number one.
What are you talking well, about?
Number one with men.
Number one
Where?
With men.
No,
number one with men.
Who is
18 to 50?
I don't think that.
That's not even
that exists.
Right?
With
that's not an actual rating.
Waist size is larger than 48.
They don't measure
okay.
that.
Okay, so it's just you. In other words, you're just talking about you at this point.
Unbelievable! Most popular radio personality in Los Angeles, baby.
But you're
I'll give you a crack in the ass.
You're out of work though. You've been fired. You don't have a station. You don't have a show.
Really?
You got nothing.
Really?
Yes. Well, yeah.
What about Frosty Hydian fired?
They're fired as well.
Oh,
yeah, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Tom, you gave an article. You gave an interview with an article in the Orange County Register this morning that said they find me. If you think I'm polishing up my resume and putting it on Monster.com right now, the answer is no. In other words, you think that somebody is going to realize you're available and you'll be back on the radio soon. That's your plan,
right, baby? I'll be back in the air before you know it, because you can't keep a good man down, and I can't get up. Because I'm huge.
You have been eating.
You guys have anything to eat?
You've been eating.
I'm
no,
starving.
We don't.
Come on, I'm out of work.
Right
I'm
now.
Starving.
You've only been out of work for 15 minutes.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry. Oh, God. I'm getting a little faint. I'm getting a little faint here.
How many meals have you missed?
I'm going to lie down.
Since you got fired, how many meals do you think you've missed, Tom?
Do you care?
Well, I was just wondering
really,
because it seems like you eat
so.
A lot.
Number one, the ratings, baby.
I don't think really anywhere, no. I don't think that's true.
Really?
Mm-mm.
You guys want some wine?
No.
I like wine.
Right.
No. Yeah, here's a little sip of wine.
Which wine is that, Tom?
Chocolate.
Chocolate wine?
Chocolate wine. Just a big bottle of chocolate.
I would try that.
I call it wine, but it's really chocolate. The second favorite wine is butter.
I've never heard of butter wine.
I should try it.
Wow.
Brought to you by people who bring you mayonnaise. My third favorite wine. Rolled around my mouth. It's delicious. I love wine. Do I still have the wine show?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't think the wine show's there either.
Come on, give me a job.
That's not going to happen.
Give me a donut then.
Friday afternoon on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
What's going on, Ralph?
I ran into Likas in the hallway.
Yeah.
He took a bite out of me.
He did?
Oh, yeah, look at my arm. He took a bite.
Dude's hungry.
Very hungry.
That tasted good, though. That's all that matters. Have you guys heard the story about the star of Slumdog Millionaire, Frida Pinto?
Ooh. What story?
Who was secretly married.
What?
She has been secretly married this whole time.
Really? Before she met the dude on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, before she met that dude. Apparently, she was married to Rowan Anato.
Hey.
They had been boyfriend and girlfriend since they were teenagers.
Okay.
They fell deeply in love, secretly married, and then once Slumdog Millionaire became a smash, she dumped him.
Okay. All right.
So we're finding out about the husband because she just dumped the husband.
Okay. She's been seen with her co-star, right?
Deb Patel.
They've been making out, right?
Very some chummy of the together. Exactly.
Wow.
Look. Here's the thing. If you see a photo of Frida and her husband, Rohan, you will know why.
She can do better.
The two of them together make Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez look like a match made in heaven. Looks wise.
Oh, no. Wow.
This dude is ugly. She's so hot.
Doesn't he have to just look at this and go, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, really?
I mean, I was lucky to have
her. You should have just gone ahead and broken up with her.
No, he was like, no, don't go in that audition for that film. No. You should do small theater here in Mumbai. I don't think you should ever be famous and rich. Just come here and make me some curry.
Yeah, you got to limit her options.
He had a short leash, and now she's a big star, and now he's yesterday's news.
What are you going to do? That?
Yeah, so there's your Slumdog update.
Well, that's always our advice, is when you make it, go ahead and dump the person that helped you get there.
Starter marriage.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
That's right.
She's so insanely beautiful.
She is amazing.
She is. Ridiculously hot. Looking forward to seeing her Sunday at the Oscars.
Her ex, not as hot.
Not as much.
As her.
Less hot. I am not a good-looking man. I want to be a millionaire. Speaking of Oscars, the odds are out. PattyPower.com, the betting website, have listed the odds for the wins in the major categories for the Oscars. The favorite for Best Actor is Mickey Rourke, believe it or not. A lot of people talking about Sean Penn, but Mickey going off at 1-2. So you got to bet $2 to win one if you want Mickey Rourke to pay off. Best Actress, Kate Winslet's going up at 2-5, followed by Meryl Streep right after her at 4-1. So that's still a bit of a horse race. Best Supporting Actor, Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight, 1-100 are your odds.
1-100.
Yeah.
So you bet $100.
To win $1.
To win one.
Yes.
So if you had that kind of money to risk, it would be worth putting $100,000 on it to win $1,000, right?
No.
What's wrong with you?
If you have $100,000 to bet, what does it matter if you win $1,000?
No, but I don't understand. Don't you get your $100,000 back?
Yes.
Okay,
but you're
so
only
you
winning
made $1,000.
If you have $100,000 to throw around, there's a lot easier ways to make $1,000.
Because you could lose the $100,000 if you lose the bet. It's not worth the $1,000 that you win.
I'm just saying.
Boy, do you have no idea what gambling's all about.
No, it's just that has there ever been a more sure thing in the history of the Oscars than this one?
Well,
he hasn't lost a single award at the 40 previous award shows.
No,
it seems to me like that's a sure thing.
That something horrific could happen and you'd lose $100,000 with the chance of winning $1,000.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to Vegas.
You have
I'm going to
do it.
You should do it.
I'm saying there are other bets that maybe would pay off a little more than a grand if you put $100,000 on it.
It just seems like the lowest possible risk bet ever. That's all I'm saying.
You better just go into a roulette table and just put $100,000 on red, just holding your breath.
At least you double it, maybe.
Right, at least you double this. Yeah. You're fiend.
Yeah, but if you do that, that's a 49% chance it's going to land on red versus this, which has got to be 99%.
It's significant versus almost no payoff.
Nah, not worth the risk.
You are a bad better.
Well, thank God he doesn't bet.
That's why you don't have $100,000.
And that's why I'll have $1,000 extra dollars on Monday. How about that?
Woohoo! A whole $1,000? What are you going to do with it? You going to buy yourself a boat?
Spread it around.
Make it rain? Over by the penny slots? Douchebag.
You're such a bad bet.
It was like this morning. Bean should never talk about drinking games.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about Oscar drinking games?
Mm-hmm.
And Bean's like, wait, why not do shots every time someone cries? That happens once or twice a show. Oh, wow, that's a good time drinking. I had 2 shots last night watching the Oscars. I'm crazy. I'm a madman.
In my defense, Ralph, I was adding that to the list of 30 other things that you were also looking for during the show.
So you're adding one more shot to the game.
Yeah, if you have 30 different things you're looking for, then there's a lot of opportunities to drink during the three-hour program. That's all.
I want to do a shot every time someone applauds. That's my kind of drinking game in the Oscars.
One drink for every pair of applause.
Yes. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? How about Cindy Crawford?
Oh. How about her?
That's pretty good, right?
She looks great.
She looks terrific.
Yeah.
I've been watching, speaking of supermodels, I've been watching that True Beauty show on ABC.
Yeah, is that good?
With Vanessa Minnillo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the judges of that show is Cheryl Teagues.
Yeah.
Former supermodel. Not doing as well as Cindy Crawford.
How old do you think she is? 50-something?
By the looks of her, she's 700 years old.
She's not that bad.
I think she's 700.
She doesn't look good.
Really?
Things are kind of caving in a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's caving in and sticking out, and she looks like a bunch of weasels in a burlap sack.
Oh wow.
Can't say that.
Oh,
you can't say sack.
Oh. Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under is 31 years old today. Singer Rihanna celebrates her 21st birthday. Charles Barkley. Not Charlize Barkley.
That is way different.
Wouldn't it be hot if there was a Charlize Barkley? I took some genetic material from both of them and just
can't picture that.
I'd rather just have her.
You just clone this amazingly hot basketball player. That'd be great. Kevin smacked his own head with the microphone.
Sorry.
As much he loved that idea. And Anthony Stewart Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Turns 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Ralph. And Monday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, I think, is going to be a good one because I'll have $1,000 to throw around.
Sure you will.
It's
going to happen.
What else we got going on?
Well, we've got a recap of the Academy Awards, of course, which are Sunday night. Mm-hmm. We have the K-Rock World Tour, destination number 4. You can qualify for it all weekend long. Coldplay in Norway. Monday, we're going to do the grand prize drawing and announce destination number 5.
Okay.
Barcelona! Barcelona!
And we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com talking about all the celebs.
All right.
Fantastic. Don't go anywhere, though, because Nicole Alvarez is up next. She's got 60 minutes of commercial-free K-Rock music, including some live Coldplay music for you. Also, Linkin Park, Chili Peppers, Amberlin, and the new one, Feel Good Drag, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.